This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Reese Sargas on FUBAR Radio.
This is a story of rap, riches and glory. I came from nothing. I never knew winning was for me until... Never had love, but I had heart. We still did it from the damn start. When you're living in hell, need a gas mask just to exhale the fumes of your bad past. Yeah, they want me dead, I'm so alive. Ironic how death's got me feeling so alive. I kinda had to be Muhammad on the mic, cause when reality hits, it's like Tyson in his prime. I want Mayweather money, I want Mayweather money. Cause we spent days in the gully. Cars are full of youths and cartels. I was raised in fuckery, and now I get paid for the fuckery. My cousin, he just phoned me up for $5. And even though the rent's more than $5, I could still go and lend him the $5. Cause I make money off ideas, that's ideal. Yeah, but for the youth, them though, we don't wanna lose no hope. I know, I know. They say knowledge is power, you don't wanna know. What we had to go through, did it for the dog. Make money, take money. Bowling on a budget, why you tryna fake money? Pop con in the party, tryna get this Drake money. And patience is a virtue, they don't wanna wait for me though. You can stand up, you can stand up. No matter what they tell you, you can stand up. I'ma turn up on you, you ain't turn up. Gun fingers in the air, cause the youths to my gunners. You can stand up, you can stand up. No matter what they tell you, you can stand up. I'ma turn up on you, you ain't turn up. Gun fingers in the air, cause the youths to my gunners. I don't promote that. New song, I told my PR, promote that. Cause I ain't under control, I'm remote fam. Even though I'm on telly, I just wish I could show my old man. Yeah, I show my mama though. And she don't love my songs, but I love her though. Yeah, rap god, I think I'm one of those. Blacks and whites falling for me like it's dominoes. Yeah, yeah. Been places I didn't wanna go. From late nights in the 15, I've been on a roll. Yeah, and now they wanna roll with me. When I'm going in, they don't wanna go with me. Never crack under pressure, though I know nitties. Made dirty money with some bad boys, no diddy. Stop phoning me, I'm trying to answer my calling. I stay woke, I don't know what the morning is. Yeah, but for the youth, them though, we don't wanna lose no hope. I know, I know. They say knowledge is power, you don't wanna know. What we had to go through, did it for the dog. Make money, take money. Bowling on a budget, why you tryna fake money? Pop con in the party, tryna get this Drake money. And patience is a virtue, they don't wanna wait for me though. You can stand up, you can stand up. No matter what they tell you, you can stand up. I'ma turn up on you, you ain't turn up. Gun fingers in the air, cause the youths to my gunners. You can stand up, you can stand up. No matter what they tell you, you can stand up. I'ma turn up on you, you ain't turn up. Is in the air, cause the youth, them
the hustle comes separately, it's not provided. It's probably why them kids can't stop the violence. We both got dots on either side of this line, because it's real hard times when your block's divided. We got bills to be paid and beef in our estates. Every other day we got police on our case. So if a chance comes, you better seize opportunity, cause most of us grew up in a planet full of apes. Call that cannon Jahannam, is trying to send a boy to space. Or hell, take him out of this world. When you're writing your will, are you trying to leave that bus down Cartier for your girl? What the fuck is the deal? Invest it into yourself. Have faith in your craft, cause we're the same kids that made change off a plant. The struggles in our nature, we just gotta learn to use the rules that they gave us and know when to break them.
None of the youths, them are runners. All of them are their own bosses, they've got runners. You can't tell me about no losses, I've lost loved ones. Couldn't count nobody, now I do numbers. Now I do numbers, I'll do numbers till I'm humongous. Big enough to help the notorious, they're just hustling. I ain't ready to die for no reason. If you kill me, I die, but that's treason, no way. You can stand up, you can stand up. No matter what they tell you, you can stand up. I'ma turn up on you, you ain't turn up. Gun fingers in the air, cause the youths, them are gunners. You can stand up, you can stand up. No matter what they tell you, you can stand up. Praise to the Most High. Brim full of smoke, I'm the Most High. Visionary had to go blind. All these dope lines came up off a dope line. They want me riding on my enemies, but I'm riding to the enemies. Jeopardize it, that's a jeopardy. No bad energy. Man, I feel amazing. I'm just trying to turn all this space into a spaceship. All I ever wanted was a Merc with a facelift. trying to go one better than greatness, yeah. In my life, till death do us part if you're in my life, yeah. We're royal, royal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're royal, royal.
It's FUBAR Radio, Michael Payne, Renzel Nottingham, and Sarah DeBunda. Sarah DeBunda in a very fetching sweater indeed.
Isn't it?
Oh, thank you very much.
Green, white and black. It's a very rich green. Good. I like the asymmetric white part. And then
The necklace really complements it as well. I'm really feeling the accessories.
Yeah. Oh, I like the way Reese pronounces necklace. Necklace. He says everything.
That's nice. Say it again.
Necklace.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the right way to say it, I think.
It should be, really.
Being from Nottingham, it's obviously Nottingham's famous Nottingham lace. Do you know what I mean? I do have to pronounce the word correctly.
It makes it sound more glamorous when you say necklace. If you just... Necklace. Yeah. It sounds like you have no neck.
Well, now when I think about it, was the choker the original necklace? Is that why it's called a necklace?
Oh, that's a good point.
Was it...
Maybe.
Originally made from... Yeah, was it like a lace choker that you would
have
worn?
I think it has to be the origins of necklace, which maybe is what I'll be calling it from now on.
Maybe.
Or maybe someone just tied the shoelaces around the neck.
Yeah.
Just stunted like that and everyone was like, ah!
That's true. Maybe it started in prison.
Maybe. Yeah.
Suicidal
we'll
inmate.
We'll find out.
So how have we been?
Yeah, we will find out. I've been good. I went to Berlin on the weekend.
Ooh. I was Berlin for the Super Bowl, right?
For the Super Bowl, yeah, to watch a stream. It wasn't being played in Berlin.
No, I didn't think so.
I just watched it at a sports shop that doesn't exist in the UK, but is quite prevalent in, I've noticed, Holland and Germany.
Okay.
It's called Snipes. Okay, I don't know if you've heard of it. Recently.
It's Wesley's chain.
Wesley's, own brand of sports apparel.
Yes. I wish you had one. Blade.
Yeah, Ooh. That's all he'd sell.
Yeah.
It's like fencing equipment. Literally.
Yeah.
I was once in Berlin for a rather large sporting event.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't being played there. I mean, however, it was for the World Cup final, and Germany were in the World Cup.
Yeah.
And they actually went on to win it.
Yeah.
And they go fully out. Do you know what I mean? They go in.
Yeah, Germans fuck around when it comes to
they
partying.
They go that out there that they go in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's how...
Germans do everything well, and partying is no exception. They do it efficiently.
Yeah.
They use every available second of partying time to fucking party.
Well, they don't go home early either.
They don't even go out early.
No, it's true.
When I went to Berlin the first time, clubs were empty until like 2 a.m.
Yeah,
I was like, where the fuck is everyone? There's no one come out. And then it was just like someone would just go, okay, cue the crowds. And then just swathes of people.
That is very true. It's the same in Sweden as well. If you go out earlier, even around 11, which is not that early, people are like, why is this dead? It's obviously not a party town. Like, no, you wait. And then midnight, 1 o'clock, they just appear.
Same in Japan as well. No one goes out until like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
You go out before that.
Yeah.
On your jacks.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, out there, people don't actually drink a lot.
Mm.
So their alcohol tolerance tends to be a lot lower.
But don't they have sake there?
Mm, they do.
And isn't that quite strong?
Mm. Yeah, but it's... sake to the Japanese isn't like vodka to the Russians, for example. It's not like...
They're not swigging it from bottles and shit.
No.
It's just a shot maybe with some dinner.
Yeah, if, do you know what I mean? It's like especially, we'll get some sake in and you'll have like a little glass of...
More ceremonial. Let's get wasted.
Yeah.
Fuck sake.
It just happens to be a Japanese thing.
Yeah.
And then obviously when people from the Western world go over, we tend to abuse alcohol slightly compared to other places.
We binge a lot more than
I've
sometimes like kind of been in a little daze driving home in cabs or driving wherever in cabs. Well, especially driving home because obviously I have to come through East London at some point. And I always think whenever I go to any other city, I never see these scenes.
Yeah, never.
No. I don't see these scenes. You understand? People just propping up against the kebab shops, vomiting into a shoe. You just don't see that anywhere else but the UK.
Men in suit trousers.
I do kind of miss it still.
Yeah, it's nice.
There's always men in suit trousers.
Yeah. A swaying man in a suit.
Yes. Always.
One beer away from a racist comment.
But who gets... I don't think I could possibly be that drunk. I'd be paralytic.
You could, but you don't. You know your limits. These guys, I don't understand how they've held down successful finance jobs so long. They don't even know what their alcohol tolerance is.
Yeah.
Like, that's a basic part of yourself that you should fucking know.
But
all right?
you don't see him on a Tuesday, you see him on a Friday.
You see him every fucking day. Remember, I live in Hackney, so I live like 5 minutes away from, what's it called, the Square Mile, right? I live quite close to there. Fucking hell, the shit I've seen, and it's always guys in suits. The worst atrocities that I've seen on nights out, or just coming back through London on any night, any given night, always the guy in the suit, TMU in shirt.
Yeah. Always. One drink away from a racist comment.
Honestly, every time.
But luckily he knows his limits. He doesn't have that drink, so he doesn't have a racist comment.
That's because he's been kicked out. The bartender knows. If he has one more drink.
Yeah, it's true. I can't serve you anymore, mate. I can't serve you after last time.
But yeah, so how was the live stream of the Super Bowl? It was an exciting game.
Oh, mate. It was a very exciting game, actually. I'm not going to lie to you. I went to bed like halfway through, just after the halftime. Yeah. No, I watched one
quarter.
Yeah. About that.
One bowl.
Well, that's not quite how it works.
Isn't it called, isn't it?
It's not called the Super Bowl because you bowl.
Oh, I thought they were like different quarters of bowls.
No, they're downs.
Why is it called a Super Bowl?
No idea.
Okay, good.
I reckon it's because of the confidence that you walk with when you've got the trophy and you do a Super Bowl.
Doing that Super Bowl. I need to get me a Super Bowl ring.
Same. Or something fashioned on a Super Bowl ring. Super Bowl type ring.
Do you know when you put a TM Louis shirt on, for example, you automatically just start whistling and you can't help it. When you get one of them rings, you automatically start Super Bowling. You start walking like Conor McGregor and shit. Do you know what I mean? The confidence.
Honestly.
Well, I saw that Tom Brady didn't go down very well when he lost.
He lost on purpose. He's got too many Super Bowl rings. He ran out of fingers.
He didn't want to like Mr. T.
He didn't congratulate anybody, did he? He just walked off in a huff.
I feel like that's probably why he's one of the best athletes, because he takes it that personally. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's being a good athlete, but why don't you just, wouldn't you rather be a good person? Like, he's got all the talent in the world. Why not just be a nice person as well?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He is literally, he's possibly the most successful NFL player alive.
Yeah.
Right? And he loses the Super Bowl after the amount of times he's won it, and he's still pissed off. It's not like we came so close and, you know, this would have been our year. You've had so many fucking years, you know? Be a sportsman.
He's not very popular. A lot of people don't really like him, I was reading. Tom Brady.
Yeah, he gets the the piss taken out of him quite a bit. I don't know the ins and outs of it.
He's the Ronaldo of the NFL.
Yeah.
Because Ronaldo's obviously one of the best players alive. Mm. Not just in our generation, but in the whole history of football.
You know what? I think, what's his name? Odell Beckham Jr. is the Ronaldo.
Well, no,
and Tom Brady is like
Messi.
Messi doesn't throw strops like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Ronaldo does throw strops.
Yeah, but then there's got to be another player who's kind of a bit more of a veteran that actually, Ronaldo's...
Well, like a Zidane.
Zidane doesn't throw strops. He would just headbutt you in your chest and chat shit, fam. That's not throwing a strop. That's just like Sekou and chill, bro.
Zidane was like Duncan Ferguson if he had skill.
Yeah, exactly. You can't say Zidane threw a strop.
What would you call that then? If someone said, "I fucked your mum," and then you headbutt him in the chair,
that's not a strop.
Is that not a strop?
Nah, I think that's punishment. That's what that is.
Karma.
Yeah. No, that's he reprimanded him. He administered punishment. I don't think he threw a strop. Ronaldo throws a strop, and it's like, shut up, Ronaldo.
I think if someone throws a strop, it's not physical. It's just I've thrown a strop. I've walked down a half.
Do you know the difference between a strop and punishment is? Ronaldo throws a strop, people take the piss out of him. Zidane headbutts someone in the chest, they make a statue out of him and put it in like Dubai or something.
Have you seen the statue of Ronaldo in Sweden, I think it is?
No.
Oh, you're not seeing it? It looks like it was made by a 4-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the warped one.
Yeah.
I thought they took that down.
No. Huh. But talking about strops, I feel like I'm quite a stroppy person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cheers, Matt.
No one's challenging that. Yeah, continue.
Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah.
No, when it comes to situations that I will literally just like get my bottom lip straight up, go for a little, fuck everyone, kind of not talk. So I kind of understand where
I've just seen a photo of the statue.
It's on the screen now of the statue.
It's brilliant.
It's, I mean, you can kind of tell.
That it's him.
Yeah, if someone, if your son came home from school, you know, it's first day of school, they've been making portraits or making pictures of the favorite or their idols, let's say, and he came home with that, you go, oh, it's Ronaldo.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But then if someone got commissioned to do that by, you know, a quite high up authority, and then that was the reason, that statue looks like it's looking in the mirror going, what, really? I'm Ronaldo, yeah?
It sounds like a police, like, sketch of of Ronaldo. Like, someone who made that has only ever heard of Ronaldo.
He's Portuguese, right?
He is.
Because when I was in Portugal, it makes sense. Well, it doesn't make sense. There's just, they always, a lot of shops have photos of him in their window.
It must be a god amongst men around
maybe,
there.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, I've never been to Portugal.
That's a lovely country.
I've been to Portugal.
Yeah, you've been everywhere, though, so that doesn't count.
Lisbon or Faro, lovely.
I don't know where I went. Apparently, the Lagos is meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Where's that Portuguese Argos? Yeah, that was a cheap one. Don't give me a ding.
No ding.
No. Okay. Let's move on to Reddit. I'm sure we've all been to Reddit before. What is the capital of Reddit?
Oh.
Yes. A man on Reddit posted that his girlfriend has a slightly unusual fetish. She likes to feed him food that she's already chewed up.
Already, like, no.
Yeah, not at all. Not even a little bit.
iPie Prince's thread is titled, "My Girlfriend Has a Disgusting Fetish and I Don't Know If I Can Handle It." He said his girlfriend is his dream woman and they moved in together 2 months ago after meeting 7 months ago. He wrote, "This past holiday season, she started doing something gross. Honestly, it's so disgusting, I haven't even asked my friends or family on help for help on this matter. On Christmas Eve, I woke up pleasantly surprised to see that she was cooking breakfast. But when I looked at my scrambled eggs, it looked really sketchy." Like a Ronaldo statue.
Yeah, yeah.
"It looked way too moist."
That bit. I was waiting for that bit to come. His scrambled eggs were way too moist.
No,
that,
but they might have been fried in
fluffy.
Oil.
Like no. Fluffy, but not moist.
Oh, yeah,
wet.
But yeah, they shouldn't be wet.
No. All I can think is, one, that's saliva, yeah?
Yeah.
And two, that reminds me of, do you know, in, is it Without Me?
The Eminem video.
Not Without Me, it's Real
exactly
Slim Shady.
Yeah, where the...
Spitting my onion ring.
Yeah.
That
did make me gag.
Yeah, but it also could be with eggs, that they haven't been quite cooked properly, scrambled eggs, you know, hence watery. So he doesn't know yet that it's spit.
Yeah. No, but maybe he... Yeah, anyway. "It looked way too moist. My girlfriend told me she used a fancy cheese, which is why it was extra moist and smelly."
Smelly!
Why was smelly? It smelly?
Oh, I would...
Yeah, saliva smells.
Poor form. No, but she should have just brushed her teeth.
Well, she was busy. It was Christmas morning.
"I believed her and ate it. The texture was absolutely horrendous, but taste-wise it was fine. She beamed and started planning our holiday. She hadn't used any fancy cheese." He continued, "Then on New Year's Eve, we were cuddling and doing couple things. She brought strawberries and whipped cream. We did some fun with the whipped cream and she fed me the strawberries. We did some fun." I'm quoting this, by the way.
This is, honestly, I'm not even lying to you, making me feel so queasy.
"Then she chewed up a berry and fed it to me. I thought it was weird, but I was so, but I was so horny I didn't mind. We finished the rest of the berries in the same manner and the subsequent sex was amazing," in capital letters.
Can I just say, though, do you know what he's saying about being horny and it didn't stop him?
Yeah.
I can vouch for that.
I can. If my girlfriend put, like, chewed the cherry and put it during sex, then I'd let it slide. I'm not going to lie to you because, you know what I mean? I'll let that one go.
What, exactly. Scrambled egg?
Because that's premeditated.
And I won't be having scrambled egg during my sex anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
but,
right.
And also, like, sometimes I judge pain on, like, how painful is it? Would it stop me having sex? If so, then it's obviously painful.
Yeah.
Whereas some... You ever got cramped during sex and you've just carried on? But if you get that same cramp,
you just
like,
have to stay in that position.
Yeah, but if you get the same cramp, like, in bed, you jump straight up like it's the worst thing in the world.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, you just got to stay in the... I only get cramped doing doggy and I just think, I can't get off my knees now.
You've never done doggy.
Yes, I'm missionary to the core.
Exactly.
You know me too well.
Trying to bring in these fancy other positions.
I like the fact that a guy that's never seen me had sex just knows that instantly to call me out on my sexual positions.
No pause there either.
Long as I've been knowing you.
Never done it.
Well, you know, you've told us how you Mission Impossible into missionary.
Yeah.
I have extolled the virtues of missionary quite a lot on this show. Point where you would think that I only do missionary, and now I'm the boy that cried wolf, innit? Because if I told you that I don't only do missionary, you wouldn't believe
not
me.
No, no, you're right. Not at all.
We'll just keep it at that then. But now she's starting to chew her food and feed it to me. Sometimes not in a sexual manner. Steak, chicken, salad and eggs.
Salad.
I wonder if this is all together. Because to be fair, she's obviously making some slap up meals for the man.
It's
so
nice.
You know what I mean? You've got to take some rough with a smooth, man. If she's got to chew it up as well, but she's cooking you shit like steak, chicken, salad and
sounds
eggs.
Nice. And steak sometimes can be chewy. So maybe nice if someone's pre-chewed it for you.
Fucking Biggie was rapping about this type of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Bozzy?
Yeah, T-bone steak, cheese, eggs and Welch's great conversate for a few. Because in a few,
chew
we going to do what we came
mouth.
To do. chewing it up and spitting it in his mouth, though.
Does she chew it up and then put it back on the plate?
No,
or
she, I think she maybe she's.
What, like.
Makes it into little balls?
She feeds it to him. She feeds it to him.
Oh, this is honestly.
She makes it into little balls in her palm. dips it in. How do you pronounce this? Sriracha. Sriracha.
Sriracha.
Sriracha. Whatever.
I can feel it. You know, when you're saying certain things, it's making me like.
Well, for the eggs, she obviously pre-chewed it, put it back on the plate because he came down for breakfast. But with the berries, she's handing it to him. She's feeding it to him. Mm. Maybe from her hand or her mouth. It doesn't say.
The woman has an interest in baby birding, the act of chewing up food before feeding it to a partner. This is known. This is a known fetish in the BDSM community.
And the what?
Aren't they the driving school?
Sadomasochist, bondage, domination, sadomasochism, BDSM.
Okay. I hear it a lot and I've never known what it is. Yeah, I thought it was the orange and black driving.
Yeah, I thought it was driving instructors. They branched that.
Well, they're probably
far.
Into it as well. Why wouldn't they be into that?
That's true. Two gear sticks and all. No, two brake pedals. Safe words. But it's not clear whether a fetish is what's going on in this situation. iPie Prince thinks the act is meant to be a way to reassure her of his love.
Huh?
Well, maybe it's kind of, if you love me, you eat my chewed up food. If you don't, then you can't love
What's
me.
What's next?
I don't know. What can she chew after that? It's not food.
I just need one blinking white guy meme just running constantly.
That's why I sip my tea so loudly. I thought we need a meme in this situation.
Yeah.
Something that went viral so people know what we're thinking. She thinks it's a good way of. He's got to reassure her that he loves her by eating up her chewed food soaked in saliva.
Ugh.
Do you know if my girlfriend started crying if I was like, look, I don't like you chewing up my food, I'm not really into that kind of thing? She started crying and was like, you don't love me. I think that would signal for me this maybe isn't the relationship that I should be in.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's true. Or anyone for that.
Like, I believe in compromise, but some things you just don't compromise.
It's true. Maybe she should just move to like a bird sanctuary.
I don't want no one sucking the flavour out of my food first as well. You know, there's pricks that suck crisps and then. Who does
do that?
Yeah, people do that, like suck the flavour off crisps.
That's
and I
disgusting.
Think you absolute. Oh.
When you're six, maybe.
No, never. Oh.
If I ever, like, you know when people used to eat Twixes in a really weird manner?
Yeah.
Or Kit Kats?
Yeah.
Grown people shouldn't be doing that shit.
Yo, it's like, do you know when I get, if, for example, when I go back to my parents, my mum has cheese strings in the fridge for my niece. Right, and I think.
Those are my cheese strings.
Like, at my big age, should I still be peeling a cheese string?
Yeah, hell yeah.
No, I don't. I just eat it.
No, that's sad. You're a Neanderthal. You heathen. How can you just eat a cheese string? No, you're meant to peel that shit.
No,
it's the way it's meant to be done.
Yeah, because it's fun cheese for children.
No, it's just fun cheese.
It's not for kids either. So, all ages.
Exactly.
For all ages. I will eat a sausage. If I'm on my own, I won't do this in public, but if I'm on my own, I will eat a sausage roll, pastry first, then
really?
Sausage. Sure.
I'd bite the end off a sausage roll, then stuff crisps into the space in the pastry. So I'll get like a crisp and sausage roll.
Mm.
Always a winner.
Crisps go well with anything. That's why Americans always give you them when you get by a sandwich or something. Because they're just so peng. Just a nice little bit of crunch. Can't beat some crisps.
A pack of crisps should come free with every sandwich.
In England, they should.
Yeah.
Ain't caught on that.
No.
I can't even talk. Just thinking about crisps so much.
Oh. Would you let someone chew your crisp sandwich, though, and feed it you?
Fuck no.
Oh. But, there's just. And some foods shouldn't be pre-chewed, like a berry. How the fuck do you pre-chew
that's
a berry?
Just pulp
and then, yeah, you
can you say, when you say some food, can you name me some foods that should be pre-chewed?
No, but I'm saying, for example, like when you said a steak.
But I don't like, think no, I'd actually no, want it if it was pre-chewed.
Yeah, no, nothing should be pre-chewed, no. But some less than others, like a crisp, a berry.
Yeah.
Nothing. Just nothing.
Yeah, no, nothing.
Not a single thing. You can't choose unless it's nothing. No, fuck it, nothing.
You can give me anything.
Can you remember those?
Take a lick of my ice cream. Cool, fair.
Have you ever seen anyone share a chewing gum?
Oh.
At school, people used to do that. Fucked me up. I think that's made me the weird man that
I
am today.
I can understand chewing gum a bit more than food.
I don't want
because chewing gum has a function.
Yeah, and then it's getting all in your... Yo, you're getting that plaque all over it, nice and plaquey, before someone hands it you
that's
over.
That's true, actually.
And then you're handing it to me. Do I look like Listerine? No, do you know what I mean? I don't want to...
No, all right, a couple, mate. I'm talking in the context of a couple, not just a randomer at a bus stop.
Yo, my girlfriend ever tried to hand me her pre-chewed chewing gum. Boy.
Well, you'd have to... It loses its flavour quite quickly, so you'd have to be, like, four chews, pass the gum, pass it back forth.
It depends which one. Like, a Hubba Bubba, that would be fucked up, because you only get, like, five chews max out of the... And that's why they're probably, like, 5p. But if you get, like, a nice Ridley's Extra Bubble Mint, or they're also known as Juicy Fruits, then, do you know what I mean? The flavour can last quite a while in a Juicy Fruit.
Yeah, it can. It can. Okay. And Extra.
Yeah.
The little hard ones.
Airwave, black Airwaves. Do you know what I mean? Sorry, you never ever lose flavour in a black Airways.
It's true, you know. I've gone back to them, like, taking them from under tables and stuff, like, years later, put them back in my mouth. I think it was the same one anyway.
Here's one for you. Whatever happened to Hubbaloo?
Bubbaloo.
Bubbaloo, that was
Bubbaloo,
it.
Bubbaloo, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
They were the little, like, they were maybe, like, 2p bubble gums, and they lost flavour instantly.
Instantly.
As soon as they came into contact with oxygen, lost flavour.
They had juice in the middle of them. If you remember.
That was Bubbaloo, wasn't it?
Yeah, they had like different flavours.
I was thinking of another one. Bubbaloo were amazing because they had the juice in the middle, so that kind of it took the edge off the fact that they lost flavour quickly. But there were these other really cheap ones. They were sold individually, and they were wrapped like a traditional sweet in paper with the twisted bits on the end.
The pink one.
That's Bubbaloo.
I remember that. Yeah,
Cutie
so that's
fruity.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember the strips as well? It was like a pink cylinder. It was like a plastic case, and it was like a chewing gum. And you got like a meter of bubble gum. And you do you not remember them?
No, they would have got ransacked. You couldn't come to school with one of them.
You couldn't come to school. No, you couldn't. None of them flip pops, Bubbaloos, baby bop, nothing like that.
Push pop.
Save that shit for the weekend. Let's get into a song, actually, because I want to finish this tea before it gets cold. It's FUBAR Radio.
Last chance for visitation. Live around here, the sign reads no immigration. Side effects of the strife to get generation. I didn't even trust myself to help the situation, cause it's here. For a small structure, but it's just fit. So much the motherfucking ups are covered into combust here. It's just theory, how we're acting out the paradigm. Or textbook has been written life a fucking line. I drink the dirty wine, recline, put my blinkers on. Crossfade the news off, onto what's the sickest song on YouTube. Or some streaming service, I don't even know. Say my name and shape my life experience, you will see me grow. Ever more complacent, pure consumption, come and see me fail. Ever more depression, self, I medicate through digi-scale. You can scale the greatest heights if you really wanted to. If you paid attention, your values and your
pay attention.
Do what I say, know what I do.
Work hard.
And it'll all be made available to you. All these spoils, all the good things that only money buys. Don't listen to those other books, they're only full of lies. Pay attention.
Do what I say, know what I do.
Work hard.
And it will all be made available to you. All these spoils, all these good things that only money buys. Don't listen to them other books, you know they're full of lies. I'm just trying to make a living. Aimless script and on a heinous rhythm. Too blazed to change position, lazing in this vacant kitchen. Too much the brain to be the faceless ape that plays the system. Too much to be the waste of space that plays the victim. When I was young, I ran with mans that end up placed in prison. These days I'm smart, I see my path, I guess I age with wisdom. My baby mama sees a vagrant with a vague addiction. And that's crazy drama when you slave to pay the place you pitched it. Another story hidden in the inner city's folds, where you could lose your soul, blind
blinded by the glint of gold. You stake out a grey cloud to make out a silver line, get faked out and break down, but now you're broken, skittin' old. No pot to f***ing me, I'm moving of my own volition. I will not be caught slipping, drifting in the L, grifting in the living hell. My movement certified to flourish, using thoughts to prove my force. Their mothers waiting by the wishing well.
Pay attention.
Do what I say, know what I do.
Work hard.
And it'll all be made available to you. All these spoils, all the good things that only money buys. Don't listen to those other books, they're only full of lies. Pay attention.
Do what I say, know what I do.
Work hard.
And it will all be made available to you. All these spoils, all these good things that only money buys. Don't listen to them other books, you know they're full of lies.
Earth is a prison. I had to make an urgent decision. Do I live with the words of wisdom or just work for the system? Or work the system with the precision of a surgeon's incision? You want heaven, yet you worship the living.
Our Father.
I read books like The Secret Monitor on how they monetize. Separate the letters in money, you see one eye. Analyze the letter in soldier, it says soul to die. So when you're unconscious, you're forgetting that your soul's an eye. Meaning I is in self, as in self-aware. Secret means to separate, in ignorance to keep us there. Gatekeepers to keep you in your block with fear. Jacob's ladder at the bottom of the stairs. Cheers, symbolism in my vision when I walk the streets. We're taking orders even in the way we talk to speak. Let me read your receipts and search your mind for gold. Mind control, you look closer, it says mind for gold. Spirit and body, using good looks to sell. Good luck, you see your spelling book is just a book of spells. Hello, Elohim, you can sell souls in hell's hole, but you'll never live to hear your own bell toll.
Pay attention.
Do what I say, know what I do.
Work hard.
And it'll all be made available to you. All these spoils, all the good things that only money buys. Don't listen to those other books, they're only full of lies. Pay attention.
Do what I say, know what I do.
Work hard.
And it will all be made available to you. All these spoils, all these good things that only money buys. Don't listen to them other books, you know they're full of lies.
It's Foo Bar Radio, Visitations featuring Scorsese by Foreign Beggars. I know you're happy that Scorsese's back, especially.
Yeah, massive fan of Scorsese.
The same day you're wearing your Nottingham, your city of Nottingham.
Of Nottingham.
Oh, yeah.
And we've already mentioned Nottingham Lace. It's a very Nottingham-heavy show already today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shout out Notts.
Yeah, man.
So, we spoke about you going to the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, to watch the Super Bowl on the TV screen in the sports shop. That's kind of going
ish,
to the Super Bowl.
Ish.
I was maybe still a few thousand miles away. But I wasn't even closer. I was actually further away from it than you were.
I fell asleep before the Super Bowl actually started. So you were there in spirit more than I was.
Yeah, I guess. Did you see Justin Timberlake's halftime performance?
I heard about it. I'm not a massive fan of his new material.
Meaning, I haven't even heard it. I think the title has kind of put me off a little bit.
Well, the song I heard, it does sound, I like a bit of the song, and then it changes into something else.
Right.
And then it goes, but you know, there's like different songs within the song.
Yeah.
But, and some of it's good, and some of it less so good, but he's not had very good reviews of his new album.
Has he
at
not?
All. No.
Man in the Woods or Man of the Woods, right?
I hope it's Man in the Woods. That'd be much better.
It's a bit sinister.
Yeah.
Man in the Woods. There's a man in the woods. I think it's Man of the Woods.
Man of the Woods.
Sounds a bit more respectable.
Well, he had the hologram of Prince. And I didn't know that they had a bit of Prince.
Don't just say that in this week on the road.
Prince came out, but it didn't come out.
At the halftime celebration.
Apparently, yeah.
And, no, he didn't.
Didn't he? I read that.
I don't remember that.
Well, you might have been. Did you see it?
Oh shit, no, he did.
Right,
when he was playing the piano, yeah, it was above him.
But
it was above him.
Apparently, I did not know this, that him and Prince had some beef, and so a lot of people were like, Prince would not be happy with this, that they'd had a bit of a
Prince
row.
And Justin Timberlake had beef.
Yeah.
You know how mad that sounded when you said that?
Prince would have kicked his ass.
Damn straight. Well, actually, I don't know, did you see that kid who uploaded the selfie with him?
Met
Conor McGregor.
Oh, no way. Is that what he...
Yeah. Well, I know it's because when the song Sexy Back came out, Prince said, Sexy never went away.
Okay.
So I was like, well done, Prince.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah, fair.
Then,
what, is that the beef?
And
yeah.
Then
did
Justin,
it, or did they have a punch up in a parking lot after?
then Justin sent for him, so they had to come and fight.
Yeah.
No, then he had a dig back at Prince, and then
you don't take a dig back at Prince.
That's a good line from Prince. You're like, exactly, Prince. Prince was very sexy, and
yeah, you just fucking agree.
Just say, yeah, Prince has spoken.
Yeah,
he's right.
Yeah, I side with Prince.
Team
not posthumously. No. I just side with Prince
because
always. Yeah. Sexy never went away. Yo, I'm bringing Sexy back.
Which part? I mean, it's a good song, Sexy Back, I think. But
yeah, but you ain't brought anything back.
It's arrogant to say
you
that,
bastard,
isn't it?
Bastard, yeah.
Justin Timberlake, I'm bringing Sexy back. Oh. Sexy never left the building.
Such an arrogant statement.
That's how furious you are.
Yeah.
That's how furious.
Look how sexy I've always been. Yeah. Have you been up to much this week, Nat?
Apart from buying and fetching sweaters.
Yeah.
I've been shopping for a sweater.
And you picked the right one. It's been
Thank
a whole week,
much.
But it was
know,
worth
but
it.
It was tough. I haven't been it. Home. I haven't slept for days until I've nailed this sweater.
I've nailed that sweater. It's that attractive.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Once you've nailed it, I won't be probably wearing it again.
Yeah, I'll wait till it's
weird,
like summer.
It?
Summer's
yeah,
approaching.
Okay, fine,
nail
then.
It in spring.
Do you when this show's not on? Do you just wait around for it to be on again?
I see. Yeah,
I'd like to think you do.
I do go up into the loft here and then just wait.
Order clothes online.
Yeah, I'm up there with a laptop. It's
they
fine.
Deliver it into the vent.
Someone comes and knocks on me at like 3:30 on a Wednesday, and I come down and. A quick shower and get ready for the show. That's what happens.
You're just in the toilets, just having a all over flannel wash.
Flannel wash. Oh my god. Yeah.
Should we get into another story?
Sure.
Yeah, let's.
McDonald's French fries might hold a cure for baldness.
Yep.
You should put loads on your head.
It's a nice look.
You look like you had little chip dreads.
Yeah. You look like one of those blonde guys who comb the fringe down. You know what I mean?
A Rastafarian. But not by eating them.
Of course.
Researchers at Japan's Yokohama National University used a chemical found in the fries. What, only in the fries?
This is the only chemical. They've made it just for fries? Nowhere else.
they used this chemical found in the fries to grow hair follicles on mice, according to a study published in the journal Biomaterials.
Was that what was published, though? Did someone say, this material that's found in McDonald's French fries? Or did they put that down?
We need context.
And then someone else said, oh, they use that in McDonald's fries.
Yeah,
I swear
we
do that at my factory. Tweeted it, and then it's gone viral, and then this is...
The study focuses on the large-scale transportation of hair follicles to areas where there is no hair.
Transportation sounds like it's in a lorry.
I know, little lorries go up your body and tell you, hey, Kate, come on, guys, get in the lorry. We've got to take you to the head.
Large scale.
We're taking you to the head.
It's a big lorry.
Okay, we're leaving the dick now. We're leaving the balls.
It says large scale as well. I imagine there's a full hall.
Huge operation. Cranes and everything.
Yeah.
Foreman. Excuse me. Researchers use dimethyl polysiloxane.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how you
could have said
it.
Anything. No one's heard of it. We'll go, yeah, that's it. Yeah, believe you.
As part of an oxygen permeable solution to prepare 5,000 hair follicle germs. An excerpt from the study says these self-sorted hair follicle germs were shown to be capable of efficient hair follicle and shaft generation. Always going to be funny.
Yes.
Upon intracutaneous transplantation into the backs of nude mice.
What?
Let me read that again.
I don't know.
This isn't a real sentence.
Scientists only say shit for wheel ups, you know. No, they're like grime MCs.
I reckon Matt just slipped that one in there into the middle of the story.
Generated one, just typed words at random.
Let's see if they'll read this out.
See if you can read this shit. These self-sorted haired follicle germs were shown to be capable of efficient hair follicle and shaft generation upon intracutaneous transplantation into the backs of nude mice.
What?
Make of that what you will.
I've got a bit of a tingly feeling if you read it out. I don't know.
That sounds like something from 50 Shades of Grey, some sort of...
It sounds like something that you say at the end of a drug commercial. Do you know what I mean?
The shaft generation.
Always read the label. These sort of...
Yeah, it
does. Sounds like a really, really quick bit.
And also, so nude mice, are they just nude on their back? Are they fully nude?
Yeah, they must have had no fur.
No fur-free mice.
So this is in the place where obviously they're
I
testing on animals.
It was more like in like a Stuart Little sense, like they didn't have a little jumper and scarf on.
Yeah,
yeah, they were just in their genitals. And shuffling across the room on tiptoe.
Backs to the wall, in case they're getting shaft generation, or...
I don't know what these fucking scientists get up to, you know. Was this before or after lunch? Where do you get the energy for this?
What? Who studies this shit, though? Who's like, yo, rub these chips on a mouse and see what happens? Go on, shit.
Obviously after lunch. What, just answered my question.
What kind of mouse? Yeah, shave it first. Let's fuck it. I don't know.
Although researchers note more studies are required, the findings could lead to a potential strategy for hair regeneration. According to nutrition information found on McDonald's website, that chemical that I mentioned earlier,
dimethylpolysilazine,
is used as an anti-foaming agent. Thank you. Where was I? All right,
dimethylpolysilazine
is used as an anti-foaming agent in the oil used to fry foods, including French fries, chicken McNuggets, and fried fish sandwiches, otherwise known as fillet fish.
So does that mean if you...
Actually, no, that's not fried.
No, what about like white meat?
No, but they're saying McDonald's, so they must do a fried fish sandwich.
Yeah, we're not getting the whole spectrum. Because we're in the UK. We get shit McDonald's,
Does that mean if you rub nuggets on your head that you'll get some hair back?
Well, I don't have that problem.
No. Well, we need to shave you, Reese, and then...
I'm pretty hairless anyway.
Okay, well, let's get some chips. And I don't know how long. I don't think it will happen within an hour and a half. That would be incredible.
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put it past McDonald's, though.
No, true. So, okay. I was thinking, if you eat them then, do you have like a hairy inside?
That's a good question.
Do you eat enough chips? Do you grow hair on your insides?
Like, if you're chewing them and then spit them out to feed to your boyfriend, do you just get like a hairy Tom?
You deserve one.
Yeah, you do if you do that. I don't know. I feel like I'm glad they've said more studies are required because I don't know if that's enough.
Just no, don't fund this shit. More studies. They're just trying to get more funding.
And who's funding that? Who's looking at like all the stuff they can fund and just go... you know, like bone marrow cancer, blindness. Hey, these people have shaved a mouse and rubbed chips on it. Yeah, give them some.
Approved. See a big stamp.
And who like, how can you pitch that? How do you pitch that to someone?
For real.
Yeah, like, you what? Like, is it like the Dragon's Den? You sit in like, front of a big board of people and just go, me and my colleagues, what we've done is, so we've got this mouse and we've shaved it. And Keith has rubbed a nugget on it.
But maybe it was all accidental, just like the discovery of a lot of the advances in both medical and technology.
Right.
Technology.
But would it not be better? Because I know, obviously, a lot of people rightly say are against animal testing, which is counsel. Would it not be good for them to try this on humans? To rub some chips on humans?
Yeah, I'm sure you could just pay humans to let you do that to you rather than getting a poor defenseless mouse.
Yeah, they'd have to pay
to
the mice
to send you nudes and then kidnap the mouse while it's still naked, rub chips on it.
Exactly, that poor mouse.
Right, but they could be coming up with a scientific breakthrough. It may not be safe to do on humans.
Yeah, okay.
And if you do use humans, you're going to have to pay them and it's going to have to be a substantial amount because it's a dangerous test.
Rubbing a chip on someone?
Essentially, if you're doing something that's untested, if you're untested, well, look what happened to those guys that all went into comas after doing that drugs trial.
That's true.
So then you'd have to pay them a lot. It's going to be like a frequent thing. So the funding's going to be more.
Yeah.
So
it's cheaper to get animals, you say.
But they're not just getting it, but they are like breeding the animals in there, especially for these kind of experiments, hence why they're being nude and that. I'm not saying I agree with animal testing, but it makes more sense than human testing.
Have you ever thought? I thought about when I was at university.
Humans can say yes or no.
You can choose.
Yeah.
But I nearly signed up when I was at uni. I thought, I'll make some money here. But I thought, let me go and have some drugs tested on me. Because sometimes when you go there, they don't know if they're giving you placebo or the real drug. They don't tell you to see how it reacts. And it was fairly good money. But then I think it was around the time where there were a few people in the papers of like, something bad has happened. I just bottled it. I was like, I don't want to get the real drug.
Right.
In case you have a reaction to it.
I'd do drug testing as long as it was weed.
I don't think that's what they're testing. Just go in there. I don't think there's any surprise there. It's just weed. That's all we're giving you. So,
if they make marijuana legal, they're going to have to test certain
strains.
Well, also, I think you'd know with marijuana. Would you know if it was what would placebo be then?
It's so spice.
It smells like weed. It's not weed. It's spice.
No way.
Yeah.
fuck that.
But you remember when they had those? I used to see them at festivals all the time. They don't have them anymore. Obviously, the legal high tents, and you could buy stuff to anyone could buy it to smoke. And I know some of it was the MCAT stuff, and that they had to ban.
I've never seen those in my life.
Yeah, they used to have Reading. I remember seeing them at Reading. Where was it? In my back garden?
Probably. That just smoked spice and made it all up.
They did. Yeah,
she hallucinated. She hallucinated a whole festival.
That never happened. Reading it on the phone. That never happened. We never had that here. Never had it at all. I do remember seeing it, and then suddenly it was coming out more and more stuff. We're like, no, actually, this is quite there's something more dodgy in it.
Right.
Classify this as a drug, but they used to have whole tents.
That's mad.
Maybe
I ain't been going to festivals for long enough. But
I bet they used to sell poppers?
Oh, I never.
Corner shops sell poppers.
No, that's party poppers.
Yes, they do.
They don't.
I'm not going to snitch, but.
They're not supposed
My corner shop's got them on the counter.
What?
They're cases of them.
Is your local sack shop?
No, just my local corner shop where I normally buy a pack of Doritos and a Cherry B on the way home from the gym.
Wow.
They sell. Yeah.
Animal nitrate.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Makes you bum all bigger, isn't it?
That's what that suede song is about.
What's
remember
suede?
Animal nitrate. It's about the drug.
Right.
Yeah. And so I think you can, I don't think they're illegal to buy. You can buy them in a number of sex shops in Soho and other locations.
Wait, are they called animal nitrate?
No, it's
or
like
amino nitrate.
They're called like liquid gold
but
or stuff like
it's like AMYL, I think. But a lot of people call it animal nitrate.
Animal nitrate, that sounds good.
No, it's not good.
It sounds enticing, doesn't it?
No, it's not nice.
Sounds like it just gives you like loads of energy.
Liquid gold, look above
that. Just expands your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Well, it loosens your.
It just relaxes your muscles.
Relaxes,
doesn't it?
That's it. Not loosens. Relaxes your muscles. Yeah.
Mm.
You must have done it before.
What? Animal nitrates, poppers.
Yeah.
No, it never.
Not at school, like when everyone you're like. 11,
I never,
12,
ever,
and everyone
ever,
used to like sit on the field and just like,
no,
oh, someone had a bottle of poppers in you.
Really? I never dabbled in anything apart from
marijuana.
But it's
legal.
For now. They dilate the blood vessels and allow more blood to get to the heart.
Right.
So you get a headache for 10 seconds.
Head rush, yeah.
No, it's just a headache. You just get a headache for 10 seconds and that's it.
I tell a lie, I've done balloons once, but all it did was make the music seem really fast.
Right.
So I just wasn't very impressed. Didn't get it. Went over my head, honestly.
Oh. Don't do any of those, horrible.
What? Mm. Let's get into a song.
Yeah.
Sifting all the voices through the noises, pink and white. Turning round the dial on the slow and silent.
Mountain high and valley low.
Golden Stars Come Silver Dew by Mr. Dukes. I was at a I did a Voice of God job the other day.
Oh, yes.
It's quite funny.
What does that mean?
That he was Moses.
Like, I was directing Moses, yeah.
Oh, nice, okay.
No, I was the unseen announcer at an awards ceremony.
Okay.
By a very, very popular fried chicken chain. That you can probably guess from that.
Mm-hmm. SFC.
SFC, yeah.
Yeah.
CFK.
CFK.
Yep.
Yeah. Croydon Fried Kraken. That's the octopus establishment.
I
fried
like
octopus.
That. My favourite. It's worth travelling to Croydon for that, actually.
Absolutely.
Mm. Nothing is worth travelling to Croydon for. You take that back.
You haven't tried it yet.
It's never safe to go south. Do not try and encourage people.
It's a great shop. They pre-chew the chicken for you. It's wonderful.
Pre-chewed octopus tentacle.
Octopus, yeah.
Mm. And I can't remember why I told you this.
You're doing a Voice of God.
That was it.
Place.
Right. And I still can't remember.
Mr. Dukes. It must be that Mr. Dukes related.
There was a band playing, and I'm not going to say their names because that would be out of order, but I thought it was Mr. Dukes, and I got really happy, and that's why I wanted to tell you the story.
But there's nothing wrong, I think, with sounding like Mr. Dukes. Mr. Dukes
no, they didn't sound like Mr. Dukes, just their name was similar
to
Mr. Dukes, and I thought it was, and I got really happy, and then... But I didn't reflect that in my voice.
They were still good.
My disappointment. When I announced them, I didn't reflect the disappointment. I should have, really, innit?
Like,
let them know, change your fucking name, because people are going to think that you're someone else now. I would have been doing them a favour.
Can you drop a hint of what their name's like? So if it was like...
The hint is their name sounded like Mr. Duke. That's all I'm going to divulge.
Have they got the words Duke in the name?
I'm not going to say.
I think I know who you mean.
Okay. It was the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
You were at the cinema, weren't you?
All right, let's get into another story, because I'm liking these.
Okay.
But, so I don't know if you've noticed, but...
A little change to the show.
Been a little change,
Who's missing?
The theme.
Harley's not here, what? Oh, shit!
When did he
Have you noticed Harley's not been in for a while?
No, I just thought he was there.
That's mad.
When did he not? That's so weird.
Someone ring Harley.
I could have sworn he was still here.
Maybe he's gone to...
I don't know if he was ever here, to be honest with you.
In some ways. No, we've moved it into like a theme for a week. So this week we had food. A couple of weeks ago we had weddings. Last week we had animals.
Yeah.
Ah, and I didn't pick up on that.
No. So everything today will be food related.
Mm-hmm. Restaurants in China put opium in the food to keep customers hooked.
Genius. Absolutely marketing genius.
Wow. Restaurants in China have been busted for using opium poppies as a seasoning to make the food more addictive.
Oh.
Authorities caught 35 businesses using the illegal additive, which contains low levels of opiates like morphine and codeine. Must have had so many rappers in there, innit?
Yeah.
Young this and young that, just in there, just smashing the food, just doing this.
Everyone with multicolored hair and grills.
Yeah, just chowing down, just only rappers in there.
But codeine's legal. You can buy that at Cocodemol in the pharmacy. Obviously, I don't think you can't buy morphine.
Can you buy it, or do you have to get it over?
No, you can buy it. Really? I bought it before, when I had a headache.
When you were rapping, when you were young now.
When I was rapping.
Just for research, I know which ones not to go to. Which pharmacies sell this
coke?
Yeah, just to make a list of pharmacies to avoid when I change my name to Young Reese. Five restaurants are being prosecuted, while another 30 are under investigation, ranging from upmarket chains and Shanghai dumpling joints to noodle shops. Some of them are popular venues, with one allegedly the part of the Huda chain in Beijing, specialising in spicy crayfish.
Mm.
Advertising the shit for man. You know what? Places to visit when I go to... I'm going to fold this and put it in my pocket after I read it. You know?
I'm looking like spicy crayfish and heroin. This sounds like my kind of joint.
Well, what is actually opium?
What do you mean?
Is it... I don't actually know what's in opium. What is it?
Opium comes from the poppy.
Yeah.
And heroin is an opiate.
Right. But I do know, so you can fail if you do a drug test. I know this from an episode of Seinfeld, but when she, one of the characters failed her drug test, couldn't work out why, it's because she had a poppy seed bagel and it showed up in the drug test.
Really?
Yeah, so she failed it.
I mean, that's an episode of Seinfeld.
No, but I believe that to be true.
I also know that Tyson Fury, the boxer, for example, just served a 2-year ban because he had high levels of something which comes from...
Puppies.
No, in his system, which comes from a like a growth hormone or like a steroid.
Okay.
But he was saying that actually the meat that he had been eating, which isn't a rare meat, it was like a hunted, whatever, I can't remember what it was. He'd been eating that, and that has high levels of that, and that's where he got it from, but they still failed him because he couldn't prove it, and it's like a...
Why didn't he just bring them the packaging or something?
No, because it had been hunted by... They had hunted it and
right.
whatever.
But why didn't he just show them the photo?
I don't know if he has a photo.
That's
of
why Instagram's
eats,
so important. Yeah, but if you went hunting and you killed something and you ate it, you might want to take a photo.
No, because I don't go to like Tesco and find an absolute bargain and be like, oh, what, Space Raiders? 10 packs for a pound, yeah, buzzing.
Yeah. A, yes, you do.
Well, then you wouldn't need to pack it either.
Ah?
You would be weird to go, I'll keep this packet to remember this. Remember these Space Raiders always.
But do you know what? That's actually bargain. A true thing that I said about the Space Raiders. So technically, it might not be a photo, but I did get that excited that I had to announce it on radio. So there we go.
Spicy crayfish sounds delicious.
It does sound incredibly delicious. General manager Hu Ling said the company was under investigation, but said it may have bought seasoning contaminated with opiates by accident.
Wink, wink.
Oh, I accidentally bought crack. I'm so sorry.
See, I was in the heroin aisle again. Fuck, man. All right, look, listen, let's just, like, forget about this.
Oh, I bought my mum's lunch in. That's
Cooks grind up the poppy seeds and sprinkle the powder on the food, but it's not known whether customers can actually get hooked on opiates from consuming them in this way.
Is that a thing that's primarily in Japan? So I don't think over here people grind up poppy seed seasoning, do they?
Dunno. I don't give a shit when people cook. I just want to see the end results.
Mm.
I don't give a shit about ingredients.
In my in the town I grew up in, people were often crumbling up poppy seeds and ingesting them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I do like a poppy seed, I'm not gonna lie. On a bagel, lovely.
I'm not really into poppy seeds.
Okay.
Seeds on bread. I just want the bread.
Not in the traditional format.
That's disgusting. I thought you were talking about soggy biscuit or something.
Oh, no, I was talking about heroin and opiates.
My mind's in the gutter.
I was also only
in the poppy fields.
I was also only joking. I don't do opiates.
And soggy biscuit, which has been pre-chewed by your girlfriend, I'm sure that's what you.
What,
that's what soggy
that's
biscuit
what I was talking
means,
about,
right?
Yeah,
that's what
exactly.
it means, isn't
exactly.
it?
Course,
I don't know what else it could mean.
She sucks a flavour off it and then feeds it, though.
Or it and could the biscuit, a dunked biscuit. You might have meant a dunk biscuit if you dunk it in your tea. It was also a soggy biscuit.
This is true. Thanks,
definitely
Nat.
Doesn't mean anything else.
Oh, right. I want to just bring something up. A few weeks ago, I dunked chocolate in my tea. Remember this?
Yes.
Was it a chocolate biscuit?
No.
What sort of chocolate was it?
It was just wrong.
A Toblerone?
Yeah.
A Toblerone. That's weird.
So I spoke to numerous other people, and no one else apart from you three seemed to think it's weird to dip because I dunked chocolate in my
tea.
Who's
we three? You saying, there
was a guest here as well.
Oh, right. Okay. That was...
Right. That is weird, mate.
That was Eva Lazarus, I believe, when you dunked the Twin Peaks in
it
your
was,
tea.
It was, yes.
Yeah.
There's no crunch in there.
No.
Why would you do that?
Plus the chocolate.
Because then the chocolate melts
the
and I can just suck the chocolate off the like melted chocolate.
You're true. That's a good point.
No, but I don't want a chocolate flavoured tea. I don't want to drink it.
Why not? What's wrong with chocolate flavoured tea?
Just have hot chocolate. Why would I go for a tea that tastes
like
chocolate?
But it's not a thing where, you know, there is some grey area. There's room for manoeuvre. You can, like, chocolate flavoured tea would taste quite nice.
I don't think it's for me. I don't like
chocolate's that nice. It will taste nice on pretty much anything.
Yeah, but not hot. Not if it's in liquid.
Have you ever had chocolate spread on melted, like, Nutella and melted cheese sandwiches?
No, I
haven't. Neither have I, but I think it would sound great. I think it would taste great.
Imagine this. My girlfriend has, like, a severe allergy towards nuts.
All nuts?
Just
sorry,
mine.
No, I'm really immature. I'm sorry, go on.
So I can no longer eat Nutella or Kinder Buenos.
No, what, around her?
Well, like, if I'm going to see her or anything, because even if it's, like, on me.
Or in you. We're so immature.
Ooh. What happens with the allergy if
she dies?
Simple as. It's in my girlship.
All nuts.
Yeah.
Like what?
Specifically peanuts.
Mm.
All definitions?
Or these nuts?
Not these nuts.
Well,
have you got any allergies, Nat?
No.
Imagine having to sacrifice Nutella and Kinder Buenos, though. Just put that out there. No one seems to have taken this on board. I can no longer have a Bueno.
You can, but you need to make measures.
Yeah, secret ones, and I'm not going to see her for a few days.
Yeah, or just dump her.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm joking. I'm joking. Don't do
are
that.
Are you? Because that's what I'm going to have to do, I think.
Actually, I think I once ate a shiitake mushroom and had a rash, so I feel like I wouldn't eat that again.
I wouldn't eat a shiitake mushroom. It's in the
is
name.
Is that what they're called?
The clue's in
shiitake,
the name.
Shiitake, yeah.
It's the name of a famous street in Japan, shiitake.
Well, I only got them because they were on offer in Tesco, but I'm not buying
them.
Oh,
no, it's not. I just made that up.
Oh, well, it sounded really plausible.
No, Takeshita Street is the place in Japan I was thinking of.
Takeshita. Takeshita?
Takeshita Street.
Oh, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I think so. That's how I pronounce it.
I don't know if that's supposed to be. That's good. Well, do you have any allergies?
None at all. Lactose intolerant, maybe.
Oh, okay, so you can't have milk.
Lactose.
Okay.
Can't have any of them bottles of lactose that you find everywhere.
I know, it's
delicious
my favourite
bottles of lactose.
It's my favourite drink, so it's really annoying.
I just got extremely sensitive skin. So, like, I can't have...
What?
I can't have, like, all my washing up powder. I have to make sure it's got, like... And I can't use, like, loads of deodorants and aftershaves and soaps and stuff.
Is that why...
And makeup.
Right, is that why we've talked about it, that, Michael, you've said in your house, Reese, you have got about 75 deodorants. Is that why you have so many of them?
No, that's just because...
He never uses them, he just buys them.
Just buys them, does one squirt. I'm allergic. On to the next one.
No, that's because I know I'm not allergic to these ones, and I buy them from B&M Bargains when I go back to my parents' house, and it's 4 cans for £1. So, when I go back, I bulk buy deodorant.
But they're always name brand. They're always, like, Lynx.
Oh, the Lynx ones. Yeah. Mad. So, when my granddad died... He just had, like, fucking loads and loads and loads of cans of Lynx deodorant. Yeah, but I'm talking, like, 50 cans of Lynx. Like, shower gels, deodorants, but all different types of deodorants.
Just Christmases
and, shit.
And like, since how long?
Yeah, for years. So I was like, yeah, I love them.
Yeah, that's a good haul.
Yeah, it was.
It's a very
and
good
a Calvin
haul.
Klein belt. Good day out.
Yeah.
Cheers, Bill.
Aww.
Toast to you.
Would you eat in... In a restaurant that had been under investigation, even if they hadn't been convicted, under investigation for having served drugs in food.
Yeah, because I want that spicy crayfish. So I definitely would try it.
Yeah,
you?
Yeah, 100%. What, free drugs? Did I really they ought to come about?
It's not like they found a rat in there or something, or like they're under investigation for that sort of thing. They've just popped some, just done some salt bay, poppy bay sprinkling over the...
They want you to enjoy the food even
the
more.
The crayfish, yeah, why not? Tasty. Often when we have snacks in here, you think you call it like crack cake or crack biscuit.
Yeah, I firmly believe that sometimes you sprinkle crack into our food before you give it to
poppies,
us.
Poppy seeds.
It's to take our mind off the fact that we've never heard of the brands before.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I think that's what Natalie does.
Yeah, I disguise it. But you like it.
Disguise crack as cakes.
Yeah.
I like that now. Well done.
Yeah. I'm addicted. Should we get into another song?
Yes, please. Let's do it.
Segi dinner, nuts in 95. I be rolling them L.O. on the side with my Tommy boxes on my Calvin Klein. Ooh, baby, you love to get fly. Gotta get them, Ralph Lauren denim. Patches on that ass, my ass is good fitting. 1995, I'ma listen to Sublime. Drink that 40 ounce of freedom to the day that I die. Gonna listen to me, Selena, drink a 40 and cry. Gonna roll me up a beat, ma, I'ma go with it. Well, it's 1995, getting fly to pass the time. I'ma slip up from behind while we going by that wine. We ain't looking at the time, don't nobody got a phone. We gon' kick it in the park and we ain't never going home. Curly cooking home alone while I'm smoking on the bone. New York City is my throne and I love to call it home. Saggy dinner, 1995, I be rolling them elbow on the side with my Tommy boxes on my Calvin Klein. Ooh, baby, you love to get fly. I speak that Guala Guala, that peso pounded dollar, that Uchi Walla Walla, Puerto Rican mama mama. Come holla at your Guala, they hootin' and they holla. That Plata, no banana, Roma, he in my Fanta. I speak that Guala Guala, that Spanish Uchi mama, that Puerto Rican drama. Pay me none of, I care about my karma. I got a code of honor. I smoke the bestest weed,
Shout out my plug informer. I speak that mira mira, that mira, oye linda. Living in Kilijita, tu eres mi chiquita. I grew up in the project with nasty stairs and halls. The ghetto has no censor, and I done seen it all.
That's why I see your cause, and I see your flaws. But I see that you a G, and yeah, you be a boss. Hood chick with some rave tricks, you get either or. Could spin me, call my main chick, know she need a dawn. So I'ma leave alone, ice cream in the cone. Leave her in the LLB with baggy jeans is on. And you know me, I be in leaves with some sneakers on. Preferably clouds when the rest of them slides, slide. Just know, destiny rides by, me blowing S in the sky to be acceptably one in the same place. Took a minute to find you. I'm trying, but you try and say my time's up, and I've lied enough. I haven't tried enough, so I gotta say before this rhyme's up. That's my love, my thug, my drug. When I'm born, make my mind up.
Seggy denim, 1995, I be rolling them out on the side with my Tommy boxes or my Calvin Klein. Ooh baby, enough to get fly. Red and blue, yellow and white too. 1992, campus, we wrote crew. Winning burgers with my 40 acres, chilling like the Quakers. I wrote them with mad flavors, went from Philly Dutch's papers.
Who was that, Nat?
Princess Nokia featuring Wiki.
Of course it was.
What?
It was a good tune.
Oh yeah, big tune.
Really big tune.
Huge tune.
Big tune.
Just like Mr. Duke. Golden showers are made from silver surfers. Is that how the song, the title goes?
What song was that? Sorry?
Golden showers are lined with silver fish. That Mr. Duke song?
I think, yeah, sorry, I wasn't
Is that
sure,
how the
yeah.
title, that's what the title is?
Alicia Keys and Jay-Z, I was singing it to that song.
Yeah, a concrete jungle where dreams are made.
That's what I was having, say the line again.
Golden showers and...
Something's made of. That's why I had it in my head. That's why.
No, but
concrete jungle where dreams are made from.
No, of. I think.
But it doesn't make
sense. I know. I have issues with that song.
I have issues.
That song triggers me. Just say made. Stop. I don't know why they didn't edit that bit out.
I don't know. I'm
confused as to why this is up on the screen.
I think maybe it's from our
to
other
the
team,
listeners,
because something sort of weird appeared on the screen. Well, we haven't given out.
So basically,
any email address yet.
We have a split screen between Natalie, and the producers on the outside of the Fubar Beach.
Because only those three can read, and I clearly can't.
No, you're not allowed near the screen. Just back off.
Michael's glasses don't actually work. They don't have lenses in them.
Well, they're not X-ray. There's a mic in front of the screen as well. And plus, the font is really small.
I think someone that works in this building or even within outside the glass has got some sort of... I don't know. Is it reads like... Read it, please, Reese.
So, he said he always wanted to sit in a bowl of macaroni salad. So, maybe about 11 years ago, I was dating a guy who worked in a deli.
Sure.
He said he always wanted to sit in a bowl of macaroni salad. So, for his birthday, I bought a kiddie pool and £69 of macaroni salad and thought it might be fun to play around in. He got inside the pool and realised that his fantasy wasn't really that great and we didn't get it on. Probably for the best, but I was a little disappointed.
Good to share, I think. Good to share a memory like that.
Whose memory is that?
I don't know.
But it's
I
all
don't
it, it's
know.
In,
is it anonymous?
It's anonymous. It's in a quote.
Wow.
Has someone
emailed in with that problem?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think it's come from somebody who maybe wants to remain anonymous that works on the show, to be honest with you.
Right.
So, Kyra's saying not me.
So, definitely Kyra then.
So definitely Kyra.
Yeah, in capitals, it's 100% Kyra's ex-boyfriend liked to sit in macaroni. So, let me read that. So, he wants to sit in a bowl of macaroni.
Wait, so Kyra's not old enough to have had a boyfriend 11 years ago, surely?
Good point. And not old enough to have been able to afford £69 worth of macaroni salad.
What is a macaroni salad? What's in a macaroni? I've never heard of this before.
Macaroni.
But what else?
Maybe mayo.
Not cheese. Like, it's just plain macaroni.
And salad, maybe? Like lettuce?
Yeah.
Green spinach.
I don't know anywhere that would sell. I've never been anywhere that sells macaroni salad.
Can we get a picture of some macaroni salad up on the screen?
Macaroni cheese, sure. or pasta salad.
Macaroni cheese, don't
lovely,
get me started.
That's lovely.
However, but if you have a problem that is similar to this,
right,
you get that in like Morrison's buffet bars.
So it's just some horrible, it's just pasta. It's a pasta salad rather than macaroni, yeah? It's just some horrible mayonnaise-y pasta salad.
But maybe you have problems of your own involving macaroni salad or even not involving macaroni salad.
This is true.
But you can get in touch with us with your problems.
So I thought you were talking to Natalie when you were saying that because she's really against macaroni salad.
It's the mayonnaise.
She's like, I recognise that.
That's because this was her problem. It was her just problem. Brought back memories.
She's actually psychic. She just generated her thoughts onto a screen.
Why do you think I hate mayonnaise? I liked it before when my boyfriend sat in the macaroni salad. I really liked it. No, I hate that's disgusting. That picture makes me want to be sick.
Oh, I do love a macaroni salad.
Why, and is it like, wink, wink, I bought £69 because that's the number of the...
I never even... So many things are going over my head today.
The fact that someone spent £69 on macaroni salad, I thought they were showing off.
I thought they meant like can it weighed £69 rather than they spent £69 on macaroni. That's not clear to me either.
I reckon they needed a pound for the shopping trolley.
Yeah, because no one weighed the macaroni when it came. No, not 69, 70. Take a couple fucking.
You know when you go to the deli counter there, they scoop it up. They go, "How much do you want?" And you go, "Keep going, keep going." Yep, 69, perfect. That's what I want. Maybe it costs £69 then.
I think that's what she's talking about.
Oh, okay. I didn't get and then put it in a kiddie.
Or he, true.
£69. The person in the shop must have looked at you like, what the hell are you buying £69 worth of macaroni salad for?
She was just making a big, there was like, you know, a big dinner to be made.
True.
Like sometimes I see people in like Tesco with like, just trolleys full of garlic bread or toilet roll or Coke. And I think your restaurant's running short.
I see a lot of people with like just loaves of bread piled up in a trolley and I don't know what's going on.
Bear pigeon friends.
That's true.
Having a dinner party with all their pigeons.
The pigeons have paid them to go in and buy the bread for them.
Pigeons are in it waiting outside on the corners asking everyone who comes
by. That's why pigeons always on road. They're waiting for the guy buying the fucking bread. Oh my God.
That's
it makes so much sense.
No wonder they look shifty when they're buying all this bread
because they can't talk
like,
as well. Sometimes they want to come up to you and go, bro, can you buy me some bread? And get away. Like, I just wanted to fucking loaf.
Yeah, I've got a tenner.
Give me the money. Yeah. Keep the change as well. I just want one loaf.
That's why you're not meant to feed bread to birds, probably. That's
because they need to buy their own.
Yeah.
Well, also, I think it's addictive.
It's an epidemic.
They get that one slice, that one loaf, and they're on it every day. I want more. Get me some more. Give me some more Hovis.
Why? You're not meant to feed bread to ducks either, are you?
Why?
No, it's rice, isn't it?
No, you don't feed rice to no birds.
He's feeding rice into a river.
Well, no, it makes them explode.
He's going to sink.
At a wedding, isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah, that's why you're not meant to throw rice at weddings, isn't it? Because the birds eat it and it expands in the stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Who's throwing rice as well? That gets you in the eye. That's going to be
Who's that cheap
that's why
to get?
That's why the bride wears a veil. Because of the rice.
You know, that's like one of them... Like, the parents have paid for the wedding and they're super frugal and they're like, instead of buying confetti, they've just bought a big bag of rice from Tesco and handing it out.
And just sweeping it up after using it for the catering.
What's on the buffet? We've got rice?
There's a carpet outside and they throw the rice and they just move the carpet in it. Take the whole carpet.
Get up at the corners.
Just walk it to the reception, just pour it straight into a pot. That'd be an amazing wedding.
Bit of
imagine a completely economical wedding.
That would be it.
The bouquet was just the flowers. Do you know what I mean? You gather them up when whoever catches them, you give that back.
Well, you can have edible flowers as well. So you make that into a bouquet.
So it turns out the reason you throw rice, because I like the way it's described as well. Pelting newlyweds with uncooked starchy vegetables. Pelting newlyweds with uncooked starchy vegetables is a time.
That makes it sound like a potato. It's grain, isn't it? Rice is.
Yeah. It's not starch. Is
actually,
no,
rice
isn't
grain.
Rice is starchy. Yeah.
No, but is it a vegetable, is what I'm saying? Can rice be considered a vegetable?
I've never considered rice to be a vegetable.
How does rice grow?
In fields.
From the ground?
It's not veg, though, is it?
No. Let's find out what rice is.
I'm going to say rice is a veg.
Are you going to go with vegetable?
Yeah,
I'm going to go with grain. I don't know. No, it's not because people say rice and grain, don't they?
What is it then?
Grain's different. Grain's like what you make wheat out of, and flour out of and stuff.
Yeah, wheat is grain.
Yeah,
basically. Flour's made.
You make flour out of it, and you wouldn't say that about. You don't put rice and flour in the same.
In the same category.
Alright
there. Smashing some rice from the last wedding he was at.
You've been having some of that poppy.
It's because Justin mentioned potatoes a few minutes ago.
A phantom starchiness.
Did you even finish the sentence? Hold on.
So what does rice classify
so,
as?
We've just got an answer to a question that we didn't ask. So is rice a vegetable? Wheat is not a vegetable.
Good
oats are not a vegetable. Rye and barley are not vegetables.
What is rice, though?
Oh, thanks for that.
Yeah, but what is rice?
Skirting around the issue, innit?
It's not a
They've got some rice friends and they don't want to offend them.
Rice is not a veg, mate, it says on there. Okay. I wanted to go back to... You haven't finished what you said... Oh, for God's sake. Where's the sentence before? No... I hadn't finished the one about pelting.
I saw that.
What just happened?
Did you see that?
No, what happened?
Reese's monitor just looked down at him.
It bowed its head like it was
disappointed. I thought rice was a vegetable.
You fucking fool. Don't read through me.
Don't you ever say that about rice.
I need to check that my mum's still alive because I felt like her spirit was in that.
That was mad. I've never seen that happen before.
No. Continue, though, about the pelting.
Oh, yeah, so it's a time-honoured tradition meant to shower the newlywed couple with prosperity, fertility, and of course, what else would dashing rice at someone before? Good fortune.
Obviously, everyone knows if you throw... No, but I'd like to know the origins of that, because where does that come from? Good fortune, fertility, chuck rice at someone.
Is it like someone... You know how you spill salt in your throat of your shoulder?
Yeah,
do you reckon someone did that with rice, and they've gone, you're meant to do that with salt, and you go, oh, no, it's
and then they
good
kinda...
for fertility. Good luck.
We're gonna have sex after this, aren't we, babes?
Maybe
then we have a sex after dinner. I'm spraying some fucking rice. What? Leave me alone.
Maybe someone threw rice at someone and then they were like, oh, I'm pregnant. They found out and they put the two together and were like, it must be, because I wasn't before someone threw rice at me.
They forgot they had sex in between throwing rice and getting pregnant.
It has to be the rice.
So they thought the throwing rice gets you pregnant.
Yeah.
Good point.
Prosperity. Well, good fortune. I'm going to, wherever I go now, I want people to throw rice at me.
Someone threw some rice and their boss slipped on it, broke his leg, and they got to go home early. So, like, throwing rice brings good fortune.
I've got some rice in the pocket of my coat. That sounds weird, but I've
got... Right.
I got rice and sardines in my coat pocket.
Bro, you never know when you might run up on a wedding, bro. Might buck up on a wedding when you go around the corner. If you ain't got some rice in your pocket, then how are you going to join
in? It's true.
I really want to go to a wedding.
I haven't been to one for years.
I went to one when I was like 13 and that was it. I really want to go to a wedding as an adult.
Mm.
Maybe someone can invite me.
Yeah.
Email us.
Invite Reese to your wedding. Let's see if we can get a wedding invitation.
Yeah.
In 45 minutes. All right, this is the challenge. We're going to try and get you... invited to.
We could put a tweet out as well saying that we'd like Reese to be invited to a wedding.
Any type. Even. You don't need to do civil partnerships anymore, do you?
It doesn't have to be legal. Someone could just come in and just go, I pronounce you married.
But am I going to end up getting married?
Even if you get engaged, invite Reese to sit in the restaurant with you. So if there's any guys that are about to propose to your missus, pay for Reese to have a little slap up meal by himself at the next table.
Yeah.
And. Yeah.
He'll bring his own rice?
Yeah, he'll bring his own rice. He'll throw rice over your fiancé.
He'll pelt you with rice.
Mine's already cooked Mr. Ben's rice in a packet.
So it won't hurt.
Exactly, soft rice.
Spicy Mexican rice as well. And Canadian sardines.
Yeah, maybe don't throw those.
I'll take them out of the tin.
No, that's silly. You can't throw fish at a wedding.
Can you not?
No, I don't
think so. Is that like an old saying?
Yeah.
They never throw fish at a wedding.
Yeah.
Remember, son.
I think I've heard that idiom before. But yeah, get me invited to a wedding. Email with your wedding invitation, hump@foobarradio.com or tweet @foobarradio.
Yeah, let's get into a song, man.
I was born a water baby, swimming with these times, the grooves, the tongue, the grave, the sunshine. Cause I will live through days that break me, swimming with these times, the grooves, the tongue, the grave, the sunshine.
I'm still trying to write the story as I see it. The trouble is when I say it, they don't believe it. They reckon I can only say it, but I don't mean it. I'm trying to tell them I can only say it if I can feel it. Cause money's tight, maybe tighter than it was before. I'm helping out on a mortgage I really can't afford. Family breaking north, I covered the trips abroad. Shaking, I'm making another loss on another tour. But what I done it for? To see my mother in the sun abroad. I run in the trouble that was coming for. My little brother got the hunger for. All the exact same pain that makes the rain in my stomach pour. So let me paint it broader. This for any dude who's got a daughter. Living off lines like your papa taught her. I ain't got no time to be coming for you. Go with the flow of this from the water. Go with the flow of this. with this. Go with the flow with this.
Don't you worry, your leaves won't grow the same. And people might forget your name, doesn't matter if they do. Don't you hurry, when the hot coffee pours will stain. And when the Uber left you in the rain, the time will come around to you. Despite the stress of spending so much time alone, 'cause this geography is keeping me at home. When I don't know the way to go, I move with the flow of this running water. This running water, 'cause I was born a water baby, swimming with these times. The grooves that turn the gray to sunshine. 'Cause I will live through days that break me, swimming with these times. The grooves that turn the gray to sunshine.
Natalie has just stumbled across something that I've always wanted to talk about, actually. By the way, you listen to FUBAR Radio. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can email us.
Hump@FUBARradio.com.
Especially if you want to invite Reese to your wedding.
Or engagement party.
Or engagement.
Or
anything
proposal.
To do with matrimony.
I will hold the ring for you. Mm-hmm. I'll write a speech for you. If you're looking for a best man, I will go all out and do that. Any role you want me in your wedding, proposal, reception,
page boy.
Yeah, any flower girl.
Bucket.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I look smashing in a dress. I don't know if you've seen my legs, but fucking beautiful. Yeah. And two, I can gracefully scatter flowers better than any 4-year-old girl. Yeah.
And he throws rice underarm as well.
Yeah, I do. None of that overarm bowling shit. Yeah, your eyes are safe with me.
So, this is something that I've wanted to talk about for ages.
Oh.
A man just invented deep fried water.
You've wanted to talk about this for ages.
You're like, finally, today is the day.
I also have no concept of time. Jonathan Marcus, an innovative culinary chef, invented a way to deep fry water for the stupid shit no one needs and terrible ideas hackathon in San Francisco. He dipped the spheroid water in flour and egg wash and then panko breadcrumbs. After dropping the ball in 375 degree heated peanut oil for a few minutes, he cracked open the shell to find the successfully deep fried water inside. Marcus states in a video, that is the blandest deep fried thing I've ever tasted. I don't see deep fried water catching on.
Why have you wanted to talk about this for a while?
I haven't, I was lying.
Okay.
Thought I'd start it off with something.
Obviously, in America, they do like to deep fry all kinds of things, don't they?
Yeah.
Things that maybe. And so it was the next
and
step.
Scotland.
Yeah, that's true, actually. But some people go, oh, I don't really like water. Maybe this is a way for them to...
Who doesn't like water? Who doesn't like water? Let's
I have met some people that just don't like drinking water, but they'll have it in, just in tea or coffee.
Yeah, I understand people think the taste of water is bland.
There's nothing to it.
Does water have a taste?
I enjoy the benefits of drinking water.
I don't like fizzy water, but I do love still water.
There's nothing better than being thirsty and just having a nice glass of water and just being able to...
Yeah, but not fizzy water, though.
No, fizzy water is fucking...
It's
such a pretentious thing. Yeah. No one actually likes fizzy water.
No, that's not true.
No, but no, they're lying.
Yeah, it's true.
It does taste
like kale and shit.
It's like when people say they enjoy going to the box. No one enjoys to see someone shitting their hands and clapping your face. Do you know what I mean? You just say it because it's a cool thing to do.
The box is a club, not just a box somewhere that everyone goes to. Just has a look. Just to see someone shitting in their hands.
People who go to the box drink fizzy water when they're at home.
Definitely.
Yeah. But people, when you're out and you know, it's like water for the table, what do you want? And they go fizzy. I'm like, well, I'm not paying for that because I actually hate
You pay
fizzy
for
water.
Table water.
Fizzy water, you do, yeah.
What, you pay for air? That's not a fucking thing.
Some carbon dioxide.
So water and air, which makes up the whole of this fucking planet, they charge you for.
Well, you know, some pubs charge you for soda water, which I agree.
Which is fizzy water, right?
Right, exactly.
But it's bottled, right?
No,
out of the tap.
Yeah, but then it's something that in a stock take is going to be...
No, but that's... Soda is what is in there before they mix it with the Coke or whatever. So
only in London could they charge you for air.
I know.
Yeah, but that's soda they're paying for. Is what I'm saying.
But I don't think they should charge you for it. I think that's not for like £3 or whatever. That's a rip off. They don't. You're right. You go to other places in the country and you ask, and they laugh at you like you're an idiot. Of course they wouldn't charge you for that. It's just in London that they do.
Hmm. London. I love living in London.
Yeah,
though.
I do too. It's worth it. It's worth that £3.
It's like you have to pay to pump your car tyres up as well with air.
20p, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to
10p.
I used to just wait until when I was like a kid and I used to go with my bike.
I said it used to be 10p, bloody inflation.
Ah.
Oh. That was nice.
That was really good, actually.
That was nice.
I keep, like I said, jokes are going over my head today.
Mm.
In their dozens. I missed everything today.
Maybe then tomorrow you're going to be overly tuned in.
I'm just going to wake up with a like bolt upright set up.
Laughing. Because you suddenly got all the jokes.
Exactly.
Like to laugh all day.
In one fell swoop as well.
At 4 in the morning, you're just going to wake up. Inflation! I'm going to text you, I think.
Have you ever, what's the weirdest deep fried thing you've ever had?
Mars bar.
Mine is a gherkin.
That's not a weird thing to have deep fried.
What's the weirdest that I've ever had?
I had a dime bar.
That sounds like it would be nice. Cream egg?
Fried dime bar.
I've not had a cream egg personally, but I have heard of them being consumed.
Yeah, sometimes when I've been in Edinburgh or Scotland generally, I've ordered things that I didn't realise would come deep fried, but they just do, because that's... Especially in like sort of burgery places, you're like, I just have a burger and it all comes...
Bottle of water, please.
That could only help fizzy water if it was deep fried. If they said deep fried fizzy water, I'd be up for this. I'm like, yeah, I'll try
that. Bit into it and you just bite into a Perrier lid.
Oh.
Teeth fall out.
It's got that gassy sort of... Ooh, it's like, water.
Do you know them sweets that like tingling your mouth after you bit into them?
Yeah,
I don't like them either.
Fuck fizzy water. If there's something about it, you can. There is. It's got another taste.
It doesn't taste like water. It's got a very bitter sort of.
Yeah, but it's not bitter.
Like
it's
kind of.
I can't explain the taste. It's almost salty, but not salty.
No, it tastes a bit irony. I think it's almost like licking a battery. You ever put your tongue on a 9-volt battery?
Yeah, I used to when I was a kid. Isn't it 15-volt? Is it 9-volt?
You were fucking mental in your end. You were East Londoner, eh?
No,
yeah,
I'm
car batteries and shit. It was mad. You never licked a 9-volt?
A what?
An iron bolt?
A 9-volt. You ever licked an iron bolt?
She tried to say you were one of those weird kids. She used to lick
what? You're telling me you've not eaten ants? Come on.
Natalie used to eat mud, though.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
I remember that.
I did used to eat mud, yeah. That's true. What's a bolt?
A nine volt
battery.
No, what is that?
You never used to get the little electric shock from...
No,
from
the battery with, like, a nine...
I don't know what a 9-volt...
The big flat ones.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. I've never eaten any batteries. I don't know what I'm saying.
You don't eat
battery?
Them that. You lick the top. You lick the two tips.
Oh. Well, I did that.
Another one's going over my head.
The square battery.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I don't know why I'm...
It's the same as having a glass of fizzy water, is what I'm trying to say to you.
I'd rather do that. It's one lick.
It's the same as having too much pineapple.
I've never...
What happens if you have too much
pineapple? Feels like you're licking a 9-volt battery. Honestly, you get this really acerbic sort of taste in your mouth to the point where it's almost electric.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Can anyone relate? No?
No.
I eat too much pineapple.
How much is too much pineapple? I mean,
there isn't such thing.
There is definitely such thing as too much pineapple.
Okay.
Definitely. It's the outer bits of the ring. Do you get me?
I'm not.
Just under.
Well, you're eating the outer of a pineapple. No wonder it's making your tongue feel funny.
Not the skin. You know when you cut a pineapple into rings?
Yeah.
In fact, no, it's not. It's just the juice and stuff, I think. it's so acidic after a while.
When it cuts your tongue after a bit.
Yeah, it feels like it's cutting your tongue. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what gives it the similarity to the sensation.
But that's
of the
what makes it, makes it so much more rewarding, eating that pineapple, fighting yeah, through the pain barrier.
You delicious bastard.
I still rather have too much pineapple than fizzy water.
Yeah, yeah, that's a no-brainer.
But what happens if someone puts pineapple on pizza?
What do you mean? What happens if so? I still phone them up and order one.
Do you like pineapple on pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Who
for that.
Doesn't?
It's a massive thing. Like people
fuck
hate
them.
It.
Fuck them. We and don't know them. Natalie, they don't want Hannah.
Natalie doesn't.
I don't. I don't want to have pineapple on my pizza.
Why not?
I want like not fruit on pizza. I don't want fruit on
You're
pizza.
You're not serious.
All right. Serious. So side effects of eating a pineapple. After eating a large amount of pineapple, you might experience swelling or tenderness. Oh, on the lips. Sorry, it was on the next line. I didn't know. On the lips, inner cheeks, and tongue. Typically, this reaction is caused by the pineapple's meat tenderizing properties.
Right.
And it should resolve itself within a few hours. However, if the swelling is accompanied by a rash, hives, or difficulty breathing, it
could you're probably choking.
And then it says it could indicate a pineapple allergy, which I think so.
Or choking.
Yeah. In this case, stop eating. And seek medical attention immediately. He was doing it the other way around.
Yeah, I'm going to carry on eating and put it off till later.
I'll see how this rash develops and my swollen tongue. See how it gets on.
Oh, you know, I just clocked about the other way around, going to the doctor. Doctor, I think this shit's fucking me up. You know?
I wonder how much is a whole pineapple.
I could bang a whole pineapple.
You would feel
it. It don't bang it, eat it.
All right, okay.
Well, there is a popular instrument in sex.
Pineapple?
Yeah, have you never heard of the pineapple rings thing?
No.
The pineapple ring sting. I've had that. No. Too much pineapple.
What's that? What's the pineapple ring sting?
So, thing.
The thing?
Wait, did I say sting?
Well, I think I said thing. Heard sting. Pineapple
yeah,
ring
pineapple
sting.
Pineapple ring thing, I said, yeah.
It's
but I don't know what the
problem. It's grapes, apparently. Oh, it's grapefruit. Not pineapple.
That's it.
What is it?
It's grapefruit.
It's a grapefruit blowjob.
Is it where it makes your sperm taste like pineapple?
No.
Because pineapples
all it does
make your sperm taste like.
Is the filleter puts a ring of
grapefruit?
Of grapefruit around the filletes member, and then, like, while sucking, is obviously putting the ring up.
How big
it as
is
well.
Your dick for that to be an
Well, I don't know the fucking dimensions of how to give a fucking blowjob.
Why? Why not do it? Why apart grapefruit and not an orange or a pineapple ring or a other sort of rings? I don't know.
So
onion ring, why not?
Whatever you want. Well, an onion ring would probably, like, burn you.
That's true.
It's like when I got home like cutting up pineapple and girlfriend walks in and says, "Can I have a slice?" Go, no, it's not. It's filleta.
It's possibly the texture. We're being told.
But the texture of pineapple is the same as that like, texture of orange and shit. This isn't.
No, it's not. Pineapple's much less sort of.
Not what grapefruit.
Succulent and.
What about grapefruit though?
Yeah, grapefruit's got the same consistency as orange.
Would it not sting a bit?
Yeah, I think it does. If
nice
it goes
way.
In to your pee-pee hole.
Could do it with a lemon.
Have you never seen Girls Trip?
I haven't seen that yet. No, I want to see
anyone
it.
Anyone
to
push them down when they're not expecting it.
I'm not digging that.
There's a scene in Girls Trip about the whole fruit blowjob thing.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Funny. Girls Trip's fucking funny.
So is Jada Pinkett?
Jada Pinkett, Queen Latifah.
Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, Tiffany Haddish. And... fourth in the cast is point to the person who gets it.
I don't, because I haven't seen it.
Oh. So how did you know so many other names?
Because I do know, remember Jada Pinkett and Tiffany Haddish and that's it, yeah. But, okay.
Right.
Regina Hall. Oh, it's Regina Hall, it. Queen Latifah. Yeah, got them all. Good. Okay, well that's nice to know about the grapefruit, what did you call it, the ring sting?
The grapefruit ring sting. You've been doing it wrong, that's what you've been...
What's it called?
The grapefruit rings thing.
Thing. Right, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like they've run out. It's not a very.
That's
good
not
time.
The actual name of it.
That's not the actual name.
Okay.
I just can't remember the name, so I just called it.
Imagine texting someone. Do you want to come in for a grapefruit ring thing?
The
tonight?
Grapefruit ring, but that does sound quite catchy. The grapefruit rings thing.
Yeah.
The GTT. No, GRT. Great.
Wow.
Ooh, but it is.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Okay.
Well,
that's good to know.
I don't know how we got here. From deep fried water.
No,
But we've gone from nice. Deep fried water to blowjobs.
Me neither. Has Reese got any invitations to weddings?
Any invitations yet? No.
Did we put
yet.
A tweet out though?
Yes, I believe there is a tweet going out.
There is.
Yeah.
So.
Well, why don't we get into a little song and then we can come back and see if we get any people getting in touch.
Yes, please. Discovered that one of our new producers has been putting crack in the tea, so I'd just like to say thank you.
Amazing tea, actually.
It was really good tea.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight now. I'm going to be walking through walls and...
walking through
just
walls?
Just pacing really quickly down the high streets and shouting at people in a puffer jacket and brogues.
It's a good look.
Nothing else, though. A 20-year-old burger from McDonald's looks brand new. This is not news. This is a thing. Everybody knows McDonald's food doesn't age.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got a story to talk about instead. Please. If we don't want to cover the, because I've been doing television.
Oh
today.
Yes, you've been doing a very fancy television show. Very
Tell us about
a good
this.
Television
I
show.
Have.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to mention them because I actually want to talk about it in from kind of like a different angle than what's happening. So I've been asked to talk about modelling and male modelling and certain things within the industry, mainly about sexual harassment towards male models. However, I'll be doing it. So I'm going to be doing it on TV. It's going to be like
panel,
it's going to be like a documentary. Little documentary thing, but to be on Newsnight. And
so you'll be in the package that we played out on Newsnight.
Yeah, okay, now I'm going to do it. There's no two ways about it. I'm going to do it because I feel that, not that I necessarily owe it to anyone, but I feel that
it's important.
Yeah, it is. And especially for like the next generation of models who are going to come through that may suffer certain things, because I have first-hand experienced people trying it or doing it or stuff like that, and it's something I want to talk about. However, I'm like worried about the repercussions of what will happen.
Yeah, right, you would be. That makes sense.
Who knows that you're obviously your modelling agency know that they don't know that you're doing it, right? Okay.
No, and I'm not going to tell them because they will not let me do it.
Right, but presumably
they're going to let them find out after.
Yeah.
Okay, but are there other models presumably doing it as well within the package?
Yeah, there is other models, but I don't know who. They're not going to disclose it until we all meet in case people drop out and.
Yeah.
I think it's brave, mate.
I do.
I think it's brave because you obviously fear the ramifications, the repercussions coming from within the industry rather than outside it, which obviously means that you could potentially suffer some kind of hit.
Yeah.
Whether, you know what I mean, financially, profile-wise, all the rest, you understand? So it's a brave step, man. I applaud it.
Yeah. Do you name some people within it, or do you talk about instances without naming them?
This is one of the things that I was talking to them about today. I'm scared of naming people, and I don't know if it's a mentality of due to conditioning of being told never snitch.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or if it's me worried, like, what if I say this, but I've kind of misconstrued it? Do you know what I mean? Or what if it's not as it seems? Or
yeah, or they get found innocent or something. If it does go,
and but then, like I was saying to the woman today, this has got to be the closest that I could ever feel how it would be to be a woman that's been raped. I'm not saying it is anywhere near the same kind of thing. This is sexual harassment, and I'm worried that I can go out and say this, right? And if I say this about somebody, then they get found innocent, and then I get to look a dick and I get to look an idiot, and then they carry on with their job, and then it affects me massively in the long run.
Yeah.
Right. Well, generally, what we've learned from the Me Too movement within the film industry and to a degree with other people is that the people that do the sexually harassing tend to be powerful people in a position of power, because they can get away with it if they're that. They're not going to be someone without any power, because then they will be fired immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're in a position where you feel like you can't say anything about them because you will lose work, or no one's going to believe you because of the kind of image that they have. But I do think that with it all coming out about various lots of other actors, and with, you know, Harvey Weinstein and everybody, that it's changed a lot, and that now it isn't the case of like prove it. It tends to be that I believe what you're saying, especially when people are so descriptive, because it's like there's no way a person would come forward with such a big description of what happened to potentially damage a person if that wasn't true, because then that's their career done as well. Yeah. It doesn't make sense that they would do that. So I think that now, if you're doing it, I think it's slightly different than it would have been a few months ago.
Have you not thought about asking for like anonymity, maybe?
Well, the thing,
get a little voice.
I see some things. Oh yeah, and then it'll end up like the comedy sketch we did. I'm like, so Reese. No, not Reese. Reese Ricardo. That's.
That is so weird. It would be like history repeating itself.
It would.
Are you appearing on
life
camera?
Life imitating art.
I said I will. Just, I mean, like to say, I know I don't owe anything to anyone in life, full stop, but I feel like I do kind of owe it to people that may. Like I was saying to the woman earlier today, I'm quite. So I was talking about stuff like, I've worked with clients that have like done it, like they're tucking your shirt in and then they've like cupped your balls as they do it, or like they tucked your bum or hand on the chest. Stuff like that, where at the time when I was 19, probably in the wrong mentality, being like, well, he's only fucking thinking he can get whatever he's flirting, do you know what I mean? But I'm getting a couple of grand a day. So do I mind? No. Mm. Obviously, that's then leading him into thinking that, no, it's fine, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Because this guy doesn't care. And it wasn't like overly touchy or whatever. But now when I look back, being older, I'm talking for 7 years ago, whatever. Now, when I look back when I'm older, I'm like, oh, that was so wrong. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And for me, that someone that like doesn't give a shit, personally, like, I'm from an area where I've seen stuff happen. But imagine being someone who isn't as that isn't like me. That could seriously fuck someone up for life. Like,
I've just thinking that almost being led to think that they owe it to the people that are involved in them making that much money.
Yeah. Well, not even that. I was just thinking, imagine, so there's, I'm pretty sure I've discussed Paris syndrome before. So people from Japan see Paris. It's this beautiful, like, loving city, gay Paris. Do you know what I mean? Mm. They go there and then they find out it's not like it is. And then it mentally really fucks with them, essentially. And then there's, like, a number they can ring to, like, talk about it. And I feel like, imagine if you're from somewhere like Japan where the crime rates aren't like that, or you're from more of an innocent background, or just anything, or maybe you're just not as mentally strong, which isn't a problem. Some people, not even mentally strong, that's not right for me to say. Maybe some people deal with stuff in different ways, for example, and that's absolutely fine. But what I'm saying is, imagine if they've gone there, this person's cup the butt, and then they think, yo, shit, like, people do that. Do you know what I mean? What, yeah. I don't want to go out. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to go to, social anxiety kicks in, you know, if I go to a club, if I go to another job. Do you know what I mean? Mm. That's essentially what it is. You've gone to work and someone's grabbed your dick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And no one's addressed it. There's other people in the room, like 10 to 15 other people in the room that have seen this happen, are watching it happen throughout the day, and no one's even looking at it. Do you know what I mean? No one's addressing it.
Yeah.
You would be like, what the fuck is life? Do you know what I mean? You've never experienced much, especially models are as young as 16. Do you know what I mean? Imagine being a 16-year-old boy.
Even younger.
Yeah.
Like, way younger.
And
must
presumably,
be.
if they're just starting, even though it's of clearly wrong, when they're that age, they may think, well, this is just what happens, isn't it? I just have to deal with this.
Yeah.
But then I'm worried, like, but my thing was, people are going to see it. Even people that aren't, you know, shaking in the boots that this is going to, something might come out about them. Mm. But be like, oh, what if so-and-so works me? But then I think, do I want to work? I don't know. It's just...
Do you want to... I mean, do you still want to work in an industry, or do you want to try and change it where people don't?
I'd be angry at you for calling things out. That's the thing. That's the question you've got to ask yourself. Yeah. Do you want to work in an industry where people would be angry at you for calling shit like that out?
Exactly.
And I'm pretty sure I know you well enough to know the answer is no.
But then... And then... Yeah. Yeah. But then I just think, like, then what if it just... Like, where do I go when the money stops because I've said... Someone grabbed my dick one time. Do you know what I mean? And then what happens? Like, but then I shouldn't think like that because I need to do it for other people because this shit has to stop. Like, if I don't do it, do you know what I mean? No one.
Well, it shouldn't just be you. Do you know what I mean?
It shouldn't just be you. Other people involved with it.
This
is
the thing. It should not just the BBC should not just hang you. Can't just hang you out to dry, mate.
I don't think that they will. Is it just concentrating on male models, or is it female models?
You just said who it was.
Had you not?
No. I'm not going to say who it is.
Oh, you had said the show, though, already.
Yeah, you did.
You did, right at the beginning,
Thank God for that.
All right. Yeah. So, but are they looking specifically at male models, or are they looking at female? Okay, right.
They wanted to interview my roommates as well, but...
Yeah.
They conveniently had to go out.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, is that the time? Okay.
You know a bunch of male models. Would you talk about yourselves about this? Sort of,
yeah, like, we've chatted about it all the time. Like, do you know, like, the guy I was on about who cut my balls, all of my friends have all worked for him.
Right.
And, like, he was, like, he's a huge, huge, huge figure in the industry. He's massive. And saying anything about him will fuck anyone up. Do you know what I mean? That will, like, he's what people aspire to be, and he's, do you know what I mean? And even everyone knows that he's a seedy guy, but all my friends have worked for him. And we've all been like, oh, do you know, when so-and-so grabs your balls and he's tucking your shirt, and they're like, yeah, all the time, you know what I mean? Oh, when he's seeing what clothes he should put on your neck, and he just keeps his hand on your arse, or he's got his hand on your chest, and do you know what I mean? And he keeps calling you baby, and rah, rah. Mm. And like...
You said you're at work.
Yeah. And the thing is, as well, do you know, if I wanted to call someone out in, for example... I worked in this building, this was an insurance company, this whole building was an insurance company, and I wanted to call out someone in an office right at the back who every time I went to the toilet just stared at my dick, do you know what I mean, and made comments about it. If it became a problem within the industry, they're not going to sack me because I've called someone out, right? But because I'm freelance essentially within this, and I work with various different clients, do you know what I mean, that can really fuck someone up.
Is it going to, can I just ask, sorry to interject, but is it going to be purely focused on male models? Are they not going to, are they making a point of not speaking about what happens to female models?
They're doing like two different.
Right, okay.
I was going to say, I have to obviously assume that it is very prevalent within the female modelling industry.
Well, it's a lot worse. Like, one of the things, obviously, I won't be talking about it because I'm talking about the male model side of thing, but when I've been in Japan and I've been there a lot, I've talked about it a lot. these girls, 14, 15 years old, mainly from Russia, and they come over to the, they're on a contract, and their agencies then parade them around, not just to clients, but to like businessmen and nightclubs, and they go with these businessmen, and these businessmen give them money to do stuff. I don't know what they do. It could just be sit with them. It could be sexual favour. I don't know, but I've heard. I can only say what I've heard. You know what I mean? And what I've heard isn't good. And I believe that because of what I've seen with my own eyes, I can believe that to be true. And like, say these girls are like 14, 15 years old with these seedy fucking businessmen.
This is in, did you say this is in Japan?
Told you. Businessmen.
Right. Well, actually,
can't trust businessmen.
But that is very true because I was just watching a documentary based in Japan with Stacey Dooley did. And some of them are called JK girls.
Mm.
And they are 14 or 15 year old girls that work in cafes serving or bars serving alcohol to older gentlemen and basically are dressed as schoolgirls and very underdressed. Well, because they are schoolgirls at 14
flag
or 15.
Already no, but the grass.
Well, you think so, but that's perfectly legal in Japan. At
I
the
know,
moment.
But that's what I mean, though. Like,
but it's awful.
That would be legal in a bar over here. People, you remember school disco and shit.
No. But the girls, the girls are 14 or 15.
Oh, they are actually that's young, the and they're serving
yeah.
alcohol,
and they're serving. And these guys are there, and they're getting quite drunk, and they're being flirty, and they're like, "Well, we're not doing anything sexually," and the girls are saying, "Well, I'm just earning some money whilst I'm at school."
Why is that legal?
I don't know. I mean, I was. What did it say? Child pornography was legal in Japan until not that
and,
long
and
ago.
And it's not. It's not like still. It's not acceptable. I mean, child pornography isn't acceptable, but all their anime is like 13, 14, like hentai or whatever it's called. It's like 13, 14 year old like schoolgirls getting fucked out and shit. Yeah. It's like pornograph of schoolgirls, but like anime.
Yes, and so you've got the loophole.
Right, and that's what, when she was interviewing somebody and on this, she said, we couldn't even show this on screen and we wouldn't be shown over here. It was like a 4 or 5 year old girl giving, and the anime, giving a guy a blowjob. And she said, this is disgusting. But he's saying, well, no one's being hurt here. That's the thing about the law. It's not real people, so it's not child pornography because it's all anime.
Should be used as a little light for moths, innit? Whoever watches this is a fucking weirdo. Lock them up.
So that's but, preemptive. They're sending these like young girls out there, and then, and like I said to the woman today who was like doing the initial like the we just had a conversation. We chat. She wrote some stuff down and whatever. And what I was saying to her was, there's sexual harassment in every industry in the world. Right, and pretty much, I assume at some point there's going to be
wherever people come into contact with our people.
There's
going to
be sexual harassment. The fact that people are so interested in fashion and film and stuff like that is why people want it to be on the news and rare. And I was saying like, why isn't like? I was like, I understand why you're doing it because you want to bring it to light, but why don't you do it about like officers? Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never seen a panorama about sexual harassment in a call center, but I've worked in one and I know it happens. Do you know what I mean? And it's probably
those things are more. The thing is, more eyes are on Hollywood, quite literally. More eyes are on Hollywood, so you could understand why they would. Why there would be so many, so much attention towards Hollywood as a whole?
And but they're not figures from
exactly.
Other industries
but
now,
then the thing is, everything else is covered under everything else.
But
if you get what I'm saying,
but
I don't want to
change.
I don't want to put dirt on the industry I work in as if it's like my industry is so seedy and sexually harassy and when it's everywhere. Do you know what I mean? I want it to broadcast. It's a problem. Full stop.
But
no matter where it is, when it is, or who's doing it, it's a problem. Just fucking stop it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think, unfortunately, the way to make a change in movement and society in general, it does start with someone who is a big public figure with a profile, well-known, to get the ball rolling, if you will, that to go, like, actually, it happens in the film industry, it happens in the modelling, it happens everywhere. But if somebody who had worked in an office came forward about it, that's not going to be in the press, it's not going to make massive coverage, it's not going to
unless it's
get
a,
other
you know
people.
A huge kind of a case. But these things, like I said, these things are just normal every these people are just, these victims are just normal everyday people, and these things are happening but no one's seeing it. The fact of the matter is, the modelling industry is a very, very attractive industry for people. It draws in people. People want to be models, people aspire to be models. So then this exposing this kind of darker side to it is obviously, like you said at the very beginning, it's shining a light on shit that, like you said, young kids are going to be attracted to be models. They're going to see, you for instance on a billboard and how much money you make doing it, and of course people are going to want to fucking do it. Do you know what I mean? But so the offenders have to be weeded out in that sense, just like the offenders everywhere else have to be weeded out. But you don't, I suppose you don't need so much of it so much insight into it because those are normal everyday people. Not everybody can be a model.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean? They know that there's victims in just a normal working class, in the everyday sphere, but people don't know about what goes on in the model industry, in the fashion industry. Do you know what I mean?
Well, like I said to the woman, that I wasn't going to call any names out, and I wasn't going to be like naming and shaming people, but I will talk about like experiences that I've had firsthand and that I've heard about. Do you know what I mean? Not just within the industry and whatever, but... Yeah, it's a deep one, man.
It's a daunting, it's a fucking daunting thing, mate. It's no like, it's no mean feat, bro. It's very brave, I think. Do you know what I mean? I hate from the top the fact that this shit exists, but I would especially hate to be called upon to essentially expose. Do you know what I mean? It's a brave thing. It is a brave thing.
I'm just concerned people are gonna think that I'm doing it as well for like, because it's BBC, do you know what I mean? It's Channel 1.
Yeah, but
they're
probably quite stupid. If they think that you're going to get this amazing promotion from doing that, like what they think you're Colin Kaepernick or something, do you know what I mean?
No, but and the thing is as well, and I think not just for the... There isn't a model union, do you know what I mean? There's a union in like every other line of work. There isn't a models union, and I think that also like... That's going to hinder people coming forward, do you know what I mean? Because people aren't going to want to. They've got no one backing them. In any way, do you know what I mean? There's no one there, so I think this could also be a good opportunity to get, like, when do you ever see models on TV talking about something that aren't like, oh, I'm a model because they're on page 3 one time, or because like I did a routine thing in Men's Fitness and then I went on Love Island, do you know what I mean? Like, they're the kind of models that you normally see on TV, the ones that are like reality stars, not actually models. Ashley James, for example, she's like an Instagram model, do you know what I mean?
Well, she started as a reality star.
Yeah, but I'm not saying she's not a model. I'm not saying these people aren't models, but there's different types of model. Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah,
and
course.
I feel like fashion models, you never see them on TV. They're never talking.
No. And the models you see on TV are what they call social media models that come and do their stuff on Instagram. They don't sort of go to castings or catwalks or anything like that. Yeah.
So I think it'd be quite good that if... Like, some people like to put their kids into modelling and stuff. So if they can see me do it, you know, maybe it will get people to talk online. That's all I think. And then maybe, like, they could form a union or form something to help and support and, you know what I mean? And then maybe these people do come out. And maybe people will come out and name and shame the people that I think, admittedly, I'm too scared to do for my... I don't know. I don't know what... Do you know what I mean? But I don't know. Hopefully it'll just help anyway.
Well, hopefully you're not the only one. Like I said, this is the thing. Safety in numbers, even with, you know, especially with things like this, you don't want to be the only one.
But I wouldn't mind. Like, do you know if no one else is fucking man enough to talk about it? I shouldn't say that, sorry. But do you know if no one else is fucking brave enough to fucking speak out? And like, I know I'm kind of bitching out in a sense where I'm like, oh, I won't name and shame. Just because I'm scared of like.
But those are allegations.
Exactly.
And those are things that people are going to expect you to prove. That's the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And even if you are the only person who is saying anything, maybe it's because people are scared of doing it, but maybe they would see you doing it and then think, you know, I am going to say something now because he stepped forward and said something, and it might inspire other people to do that.
If you're going to go out, just say it with your chest, boy. You know what I mean? If you do mention names, say them with your fucking chest. Just promise that to yourself.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean? If just like, just at one point during the interview, you just feel like, do you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to drop someone's fucking name in. Say it with your chest, bruv.
They won't obviously, like, the people who you were doing it for, will obviously, having to follow, you know, the UK law and guidelines, would not put anything out
that's what she said.
Just go on a mad one.
They said everything, because it's a BBC, everything has to be watertight. Yeah. So even if I did say names, it wouldn't necessarily, because they could be, it would become liable.
They'd have
to
check
I mean?
It. Otherwise, you could just go in and say anybody, and then they go out and then they become liable, and then they get sued.
Exactly.
Get sued,
but
so,
they did say if I wanted, I could take a lawyer or like someone with me to kind of
say, no, don't say
that or whatever, which I think I'm going to ask someone and then take someone
it's
with
a shame
me.
That you, because you used to be the law, but you've all retired that now.
Yeah. We have, yeah. Maybe I should go with you.
That's you were the person I was going to ask.
Right, don't say shit, Reese. Don't you say a motherfucking word.
Well, it's 5:57. I dragged on a bit, so I apologize.
No,
mate,
that was needed. It was definitely necessary.
And they banned child porn in Japan in 2014.
I was going to say good.
Good,
I was there in 2014.
The lateness of it.
To be like, wow, it's incredible there, isn't it?
2014.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Unbelievable. But Anyway.
Sips tea.
Next week's show is, why is it? It's Valentine's Day.
What? It falls on the 14th?
Wednesday. Wow. Next Wednesday. So it's a love special.
Oh, amazing. Are we going to play loads
Don't
of R&B?
Get Charlotte Rose back in, please. I'm still in trouble from last time.
Cancel her, Kyra.
Let's finish with the song. Who's coming up next?
It's Callum McSwiggan.
Pre-record.
Who's his guest?
Yep.
Go on.
Bye.
No, see you next week.
Lay my belly on a woman. Leave her dancing for the lala. Tag her for the damn, the damn, the damn. Fine wine and foie gras. In my view, nothing's ever given no way. I believe to advance, then you must pay. In my view, love will never come my way. So when I leave, you'll be dancing on my grave.
I wanna be king until I am. A man is just a man. Sin again, and then I sin again.